Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya. Can't get food for the kid. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
Sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Yeah! And if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Okay, and welcome to the pre-show here. I am right now trying to get something done here for tomorrow night. You know, we're going to do our Phil's Sunday Night Football. I'm looking at the San Diego State UL Lafayette game. It's the Potato Bowl? No, the Potato Bowl I just watched. I just watched the Potato Bowl. I didn't actually watch it, so I feel proud of myself that I didn't watch it. It was on, and I was doing one, you know, looking at Ohio, and can I get excited about Ohio and Utah? Anyway, I think it was Ohio that beat Utah by a point in the Potato Bowl. Now they have the Beef O'Brady Bowl. What the fuck? No, wait a minute. The Beef O'Brady Bowl is Tuesday night. Excuse me. The game I'm watching is the R plus L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, and the San Diego State coach is screaming at the ref like anyone's going to give a shit 10 years from now whether they won this fucking game or not. And the guy that's coaching San Diego State, is he going to be coaching in 10 years? Well, I'm sure he will, but not at San Diego State. And someone will say, remember the Carrier Bowl, the New Orleans? I don't give a fuck. That's the response you're going to get. Okay, now, I want to, I'm just looking for, what's the Sunday night game, man? We're going to do the Sunday night game. Oh, check it out, man. Oh, check it out. Like, this is bitchin'. It's 20-0. Dallas is kicking the shit out of Tampa Bay. Just beating their asses bloody. Dallas is beating their fucking asses bloody. 20-0. Right now. Sunday night is what, man? You gonna show me this game? All right. Bitchin'. Well, this guy that's doing the game sounds like Pat Summerall, a young Pat Summerall. All right.
Marvin's going to call the timeout. Franzel's going to call the timeout. He's frustrated the coach, too.
All right, they're at a commercial break there. I hope they don't... are they going to figure out that Phil TV is rechanneling... Phil TV's rechanneling their NFL game? I don't know. I figure it's cool. You know, they want the more the merrier. The more the merrier. All right. Who's playing tomorrow night? Baltimore and San Diego. Yeah, Baltimore and San Diego. All right. I want to make sure that I get that mounted, if you'll pardon the expression, on the... here it is. On the homepage of our website. Don't notice how they make the commercial louder than the game? And they're kind of like miniature footballs. Imagine if you got like a bunch of squirrels in your tiny little football team. You guys, I just invented the Squirrel Football League. Thank you. You may hear something that sounds faintly like crickets. That is the TriCaster ready to fucking go on the fucking fritz. That's okay, man. We got it covered. Oh, yeah, we got it all covered up, man. It's going to be all right.
My open heart collection. You know, Devin, you know that it wasn't too long ago that you and I were here, weren't we?
Yes, of course, darling.
And you know, at that moment, when we were here, Devin...
Oh, shut up, you fucking piece of shit. Who the fuck makes... Hey, NewTek, your fucking TriCaster sucks dick. But how else can I tell you, okay? I ain't had this motherfucker not even a year, bitch. I have had this fucking thing 8 months, 9 months, 10 months tops. And it's got the... What the fuck kind of shit do you make? I got a pretty significant amount of money. It says this fucking piece of shit was made in America. Am I right? I want to be fucking proud of my country and buy American. Was this fucking piece of shit made in America? Answer me, yes or no. God damn it. I don't have the fucking time or the trouble for this shit. Oh, I see. So they're doing this. All right, well, fuck it. I don't want to see it then. All right, fuck off. Fuck off! Get out of here, man. God damn it. Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker. What a fucking glamorous business, huh? Glamorous fucking business all the way, man. Biggest fucking mistake I made was getting fucking married, though. That's the biggest fucking mistake I made, man. Radio's great. Everything else is great, but don't ever, ever. And I was able to fucking avoid that goddamn fucking shit for most of my career until I fucking got married in my early 40s because I thought I had it made. Motherfucker, you ain't got shit made when you're married. Don't worry about it. All right, let's see. War crime. I'm trying to change this picture just to say, is this a war crime? This is all I wanted to do with this picture. War crime? Jesus. All right. Uh, right, baby.
I've been locked up way too long in this crazy world. How far to heaven?
I would love to see that, man. Just some guy just talking. That'd be bitching, you know, the guy's going, how far it is. I used to do this bit, I don't know where this came from. I used to do this bit. How you guys doing? Yeah, great. Yeah, you guys here interviewing for the Monday Night Football gig? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I happen to know this guy, so. Yeah, I'm probably pretty much. I got this gig wrapped up, you know. I've worked camera for this guy for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if I were you guys, I'd just go ahead and head on down the road, because I am in solid here. Thank you. Mr. Brown? Yes, I'm ready. You know, if you could expand it, it could be with visuals more.
Just keep on giving.
How far to your house? How far to your drawers? How far to your drawers? Oh, man. Yeah, let me tell you what, brother. You want to fuck up bad in this world? You want to fuck up bad in this world? Seriously. Marry. Get fucking married. You can see how fucking bad shit'll get. Yeah, sure, I know. All kinds of great stuff about being married. I know there's all kinds of people that are happy. Good. Great. You know. Who they are, who they really are, I've yet to find out, but I'm sure somewhere along the line, you know. Okay. Jerry Sugar. You know, if this gets worse, I'm going to shut this fucking video cast down. And then I'm going to send an email that I've always wanted to send. I can't fucking stand it. I might as well have the fan on, you know. Lord, can you show me? So tonight, I think, I don't know, I was thinking of doing the Jerry Sugar sports blogger Vanessa Bryant and Kobe Bryant bit. Then I was thinking of going and redoing our Chris Jekyll bit, but that is just...
Well, Phil, the book was entitled...
All right, on the line with me is Chris Jekyll, who's written a book called Losing Our Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 21st Century. And interesting book, Chris. You wrote it. Why?
Oh, I wrote it for a variety of reasons, Phil, but I think the first reason why I wrote it was because of the very obvious lack of civility that we have in our society. I think that we've really gone downhill, I think, in how we've... how we have addressed each other. Well, I wrote it for a lot of reasons, Phil. I think we've gone downhill. I think we've gone downhill in so many different ways, you know. Well, Phil, you know, I've done... What the fuck? Phil, you know, there's so much I've done in my life that I'm not proud of. Well, Phil, I can tell you there's so much that I've done in my life, you know, that I'm not proud of. And A lot of what I've done has been a very suspect. Who's he gonna?
I think I want to do a little thing. Oh, yeah.
The loss of civility. I'm a very strong supporter of Ron Paul. I give you an example. I know that Ron Paul is not everyone's cup of tea, and I don't expect him to be. But as a supporter of Ron Paul, I've come across some things that he's written that I've had to put into context. You know, I've seen some comments by Representative Paul, or comments that were made that were in his publications, having to do with blacks and Jews. That I didn't personally, I don't hold to, but because I believe in Congressman Paul, I have to put those in perspective and say that that's just part of the man, and there's so much more to him. And
there's part. What were the comments you read?
Oh, I read some things that Congressman Paul wrote that he said that he believes blacks are inferior and this kind of thing.
Lord, can you tell me how far is heaven? So, oh yeah, by the way, this is really kind of a neat deal. That's ours. There's the back of the sweatshirt. There's the back of the sweatshirt. Hurry before it goes away. Ah, oh, shit. I can show you. The back of our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Brother, if you don't have this hoodie, you don't know, you ought to just split off the planet. Remember, if you don't have the Phil Henry Show Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, you ought to just split off the planet. This guy that's on Investigation Discovery doing Behind Mansion Walls, is he a real... What is? He's just an actor, isn't he? I'm Christopher Madison. This evening, they've got some guy who's, you know, early, mid-30-ish, talking about, you know, murders that took place among the wealthy. And when you first see him, you think, is he an author? Is he a crime reporter? Was he himself one of the wealthy? Is he just a gadfly among the wealthy? Who is he? And, we don't really know. All right, the Aztecs are up, they're down 6-3, isn't that? Oh, Jesus. I'd rather have that fucking Tampa Bay Cowboy game on. Lord, can you tell me how far to your mom's? Lord, can you tell me? Four, can you tell me how far to your mom's? Nelly, I don't have anything against this, but I want to know, Nelly, are you a homosexual? Are you a closeted? Just, you know, because I know you kind of play it up, but I don't know, man. There's something, well, the name, Nelly. It's all right. It's okay. There's nothing wrong. You should come out of the closet, though. Just come out. Just come out. I'm sure. You see, Bob, you know what? You and I have had our differences. We sure have. Just come out, Bob. Come out. Are you talking to me? No, man. I'm talking to... Yes, I'm talking to you, you fucking moron. God damn it, man. How far to your dad's? All right, now, check this out. This is actually a very good graphic I wanted to point out to you because I think, you've got these four guys right here. This here, Dan Marino, 5,084 yards, all right? You got it? You with me? Here, let me blow it up. Let me just blow it. That's what she said. Let me blow it up. That's what she said. Let me blow it up. That's what I know. Now, this is for you that is football fans. It's a very important statistic. Right here. Dan Marino, 5,084 yards, 1984, okay? These four are chasing that. These four are chasing that. Will they make it? I don't know. The guy that came the closest in 2009 was this man here, Drew Brees. Drew Brees actually drew, if you will, while he was gaining Brees under his passes in 2000 and, does that say eight? 5,069 yards. That's right. He finished 8-8 that year, throwing for 5,089 yards. No, 69 yards. He was, Jesus, age 15 yards shy of Marino's 1984 mark. Difference is, Marino went to the Super Bowl that year. Drew Brees did not. However, Drew Brees did eventually go, and he won the Super Bowl the next year. This man right here, Tom Brady, one of the great all-time cornerbacks of all time. I think in due time he'll be compared to Joe Montana and others. Here is Tom Brady, 4,273 yards this season. Got a fair piece to go. Right over here, Aaron Rodgers, we all know what he can do. We've seen what he can do. We've seen this young man at work, 4,125 yards. The guy is a world beater. He's fantastic. The next guy up here, Eli Manning. Did you see the Sunday night game last week as the New York Jets came from behind and defeated the Dallas Cowboys? That's right, 4,105 yards. I don't know if any of these guys, how many games are left in this season? How many games are left in the season? There's, this is, the... Is this 13 week? Week 13? What the fuck? I don't even know, man. But in any event, there's not a lot of games. Let's say that there's four games. There's three games, four games left. There's three or four games. Let's say there's four games left. You got to do to beat Marino at 5,000. What is he? Well, 700 yards. It's doable. It's doable for all four of them. It's doable. If they, you got to have... One pretty hot game here for Elige and Aaron Rodgers. But you know what? It's still a very interesting mark. But there's Drew Brees, 5,069 yards. Here is Kurt Warner, who threw for 4,830 yards in 2001. That was... They lost to the Pats? Yes, they did. That was that great Super Bowl. That was Tom Brady's Super Bowl. He came in and took over from... what's the guy's name? Drew Bledsoe. And, God, how quickly we forget, or I forget, Tom Brady. Okay, so we already saw that. Oh, had he, the last game, he lost the Super Bowl that year to the Giants. The year he went 4,806 yards. That's a very impressive number. Danny Fouts, look at that. Dan Fouts back in 81, 4,802 yards. If you remember the other night, I was talking about that Charger game. I was talking about the Chargers that year. They had no fucking defense at all. That was the Chargers. That was the Chargers. No goddamn defense. You can't even name me one fucking defensive player on the 81 Chargers. Well, I'm sure you can, but they were all about offense that year with Kellen Winslow and with Cliff Branch and with Chuck Muncy and my man there, Dan Fouts. And then Matt Schaub, I don't know, Lana Turner. Here is Lana Turner. That's correct. The actress. Isn't that? That's amazing, Bob. It is, isn't it? First of all, you don't see... an actor go into football. You see the other way around? And for a female to pass that many yards, yeah. So Lana Turner, is it any wonder that her daughter or stepdaughter, whatever that kid was, stabbed that fucking gangster? I mean, this is a tough bunch of broads in that family. So Lana Turner, and she went under the name of Matt Schaub, yes, because of where she was discovered. She passed for 4,770 yards. In 2009 as well, as a hell of a year, went 9-7, did not make the postseason there for the Houston Texans. So, it's a hell of a game, and thank you very much. Thank you, and what is your name again? I'm Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, thank you for weird shit in football. What? All right, now back up. I want you to get your hand in the till, take all the 20s out. Sure. Got all the money from the advertisers? Sure. How'd you know we kept it here? Because I know you're a tight fuck. They robbed the TV station by holding up the anchor because he's the guy that has all the money. I don't let the fucking general manager have the money at all. Oh, God. God, am I funny. Look at this. San Diego State, baby. Just woo-hoo. No, it was Lafayette. Lafayette is hammering San Diego State. The Raging Cajuns of UNF Yo Mama. So there you go. That ought to be interesting. But as the graphic here says very clearly, tomorrow night, Phil's Football Sunday, 5:20. Be with us right here. We have fun. I may even do some tequila shots tomorrow night for the game. It's Baltimore and San Diego. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. You know, it's always fun to watch the Chargers think they're going to win a game. I mean, believe me when I tell you, I don't think there's too many guys out there that are bigger Charger fans than me. Well, yeah, there are. Truth be told, probably most everybody is. But there was a time when the San Diego Chargers were my ball club. I loved the San Diego Chargers. When I was a little kid, my brother was in basic training in San Diego for the Navy. And for some reason, I became an AFL fan. I don't know why. We had the Rams. Basically, the Rams just stunk. But the AFL was fun. All this passing. And I watched the Chargers. They'd be on the West Coast games on the AFL games. And there'd be San Diego playing, you know, Denver or some team back east, Boston, or they'd be at home at Balboa Stadium, and there's John Hale just cranking it up, or Tobin Rote just airing it out for, you know, Keith Lincoln or Paul Lowe or, you know, some of these guys, Lance Allworth. So I love the Chargers, and unfortunately they got, as the years went by in the AFL, they sucked, and the Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders took over, which then I became huge Raider Chief fan, depending on who was playing who. If it was the Raiders against anybody in the NFL, I was a Raider fan. If it was the Raiders Chiefs, I generally went for the Chiefs. I know, it sounds kind of weird, but I did. I'm a Southern California kid, manly man. Because I want you to tell me.
I should have been gone.
Mercy. Bill Henry Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
I should have been gone.
On Spike TV.
And I wouldn't have been here. Down on the killing.
Okay, we're back. You know. All right, wait.
I can tell you that, I think, Phil, most of what I really wanted to do with this book, I think, was to help people understand. I think what I wanted to do with this book more than anything else was to help people understand that we're living in a time where there is very little by way of civility, and there is very little by way of the civil treatment of people, the language that people use and so forth. And one of the examples I use in the book is my own name. My own name is Chris Jekyll, and this is going to sound as mad as anything you've ever heard, but I did. I almost killed a man who came to my front door. I almost killed a man who came to my front door and said, "Is Mr. Hyde there?" Now, that's a joke, and I think a lot of people would think it's a very funny joke. I didn't. I didn't laugh at all. That was his first mistake. The man who came to my door and called himself Mr. Hyde made his first mistake by calling me Mr.
Jekyll?
No, that's my name is Jekyll. You fuck, don't try to fuck me up.
I should have quit you, babe, long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people. Down on the killing floor. I want to hear that song. I want to hear that song. God damn it. You know I wouldn't be here now, people. When my friend said, come to Mexico with me. shut your fucking hole.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
On the hi, hi, it's Phil.
It's Bob here.
What's up, man?
Yay!
Not much, man. We're ready to go.
Cool.
Well, I wrote the book.
Oh, Michael Kruger, the 60 freeway has reopened to traffic. All lanes, both directions. The entire freeway
got a cold.
Shut down because of a tanker truck fire Wednesday.
We were able to open up westbound 60 all the way through just at about 11:15 or so.
Caltrans' Patrick Chandler says the eastbound side opened about 3 o'clock. It took a little longer for the cement to dry and refused to clean up that side of the freeway. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event. Problems in Downey.
That's on the 605 north before the 5. We have a two-car crash blocking the carpool lane there. The drive is going to be slow from the 91. In Monrovia, 210 east before Sierra Madre, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. The drive is slow from Hill and stay slow to the 605. In Diamond Bar, 60 east before Brea Canyon, we have a three-car crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at Fairway Drive. In downtown L.A., the 101 north is going to be slow between 4th Street and 1st Street. In the Sepulveda Pass, 405 south is slow between National Boulevard and Florence Avenue. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Officials have identified the man who allegedly shot 4 people at an office in Irwindale before killing himself. 48-year-old Andre Turner worked at the Southern California Edison office where the shootings took place yesterday. Henry Serrano, Robert Lindsay were killed in the shootings. A man and a woman are in the hospital in critical condition. A $170 million Russian spacecraft didn't go very far.
The unmanned craft was on a mission to Mars, but it got stuck in Earth's orbit. And now Russia has confirmed it's going to fall back to Earth next month. About 25 pieces of the spacecraft are expected to survive reentry into the Earth's atmosphere, but where they'll land is up in the air. Authorities say they just won't know that until a few days before they drop. The doomed spacecraft is packed with toxic fuel and radioactive material, but Russian authorities insist there is no danger of contamination. Amy King, KFI News.
Occupy Wall Street protesters have been arrested in 2 cities. New York City police arrested about 50 people today after they breached a fence in an attempt to occupy a vacant lot. Additional arrests were made as protesters marched to Midtown. And in North Carolina, in Raleigh, police say at least 6 protesters there were arrested after blocking a downtown street and refusing to move. Congress has agreed to extend the payroll tax cuts into 2012. President Obama says it's great news. It's going to allow Americans to have a more enjoyable holiday season without worrying about taxes going up.
At a time when so many Americans are working harder and harder just to keep up, the extra $1,000 or so that the average family would get from this tax cut makes a real difference.
I should.
When you're trying to buy groceries or pay the bills, make a mortgage, or make a repair.
The Senate passed legislation today extending the Social Security payroll tax.
Or make a bunny rabbit or an ashtray with clay.
Months,
with children's hobby clay.
Vote on it Monday. Senator John Barrasso says Republicans want the president to okay the Keystone XL oil pipeline project. It's a 1,700-mile pipeline from Canada to Texas.
A shovel-ready American energy project. It will create as many as 20,000 construction jobs and 100,000 indirect jobs, and it will strengthen our nation's energy security.
The project's been criticized by environmental groups. Language was added to the current payroll tax cut bill extension that was passed today by the Senate that requires the president to make a quicker decision on the project rather than wait until after the 2012 election. Dude, that's not mistletoe. That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
If you currently drive a Mercedes-Benz, listen to this incredible holiday offer. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. Lease a new Mercedes-Benz during our Fletcher Jones holiday event and get up to 8 monthly payments waived on your current lease. And check out the newly redesigned 2012 C250, considered the best value in its class, starting at just $349 per month. With over 750 vehicles to choose from, if we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. As a Fletcher Jones preferred owner, you'll receive five-star luxury amenities, including our exclusive airport shuttle service, which can save thousands in parking fees for our customers. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73. We'll even deliver your new Mercedes-Benz anytime, anywhere, even on Christmas Eve.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
For complete details, call 888-849-0936.
The news is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Tis the season of giving, and more than 100 people lined up to get it near Sacramento yesterday for some free pot. A medical marijuana shop was giving away the three free stuff as a way to protest the federal crackdown on California's medical marijuana laws.
Clinics
going out of business, and they wanted to say thanks to its members by giving them each a gram of marijuana and some munchies to go along with it.
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board is going to...
Any rain that's out there this evening eventually is going to go away by early to mid-morning tomorrow, lows in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow during the day and the afternoon. A little bit cooler, around 60 at the beaches, mid-60s metro L.A. Orange County, maybe around 70 in the valleys. The chance of rain though coming back Monday afternoon and into the evening. Right now in Dana Point, 61, Cypress 57, Pasadena 55, Hacienda Heights 62 degrees. For breaking news, send right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show every Saturday night until 10. I'm very glad that you have made it a point to join us this evening. We're going to have on Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in a moment. We may have on Chris Jekyll later on with his new book on losing civility, which is a book he's written about the lack of manners in the 21st century, civilized behavior in the 21st century, losing our civility, Mr. Chris Jekyll. And the reason why we're having on Jay here in a moment is the news breaking this past week. Pretty interesting news, and it was fairly significant on the national show that we do Monday through Friday, and that is that the National Transportation and Safety Board has recommended that cell phone use in automobiles be outlawed. And that means totally. Whether or not you've got a hands-free device, it doesn't make any difference. If you're using a Bluetooth or not, no more cell phone use in the automobile at all. And they base this recommendation upon studies that they've done that even when one is hands-free with a device, one is still distracted by the very conversation that they're having. And that is a safety risk. It is one that is continuing to cause any number of automobile accidents. So we're going to talk to Jay about that in just a moment. And don't forget, our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-KFI. And we're online right now and every single show that we do at philhenryshow.com on Phil TV and HD, which is our strong video arm of the Phil Henry Show. So you can go over to Phil TV and HD at philhenryshow.com if you've got a backstage pass and watch us as we perform our show as well. Jay Sanis joining us from South Bay this evening. Jay, how are you?
Very good, Phil, considering a lot of work we had to do this week.
Tell me what you guys are planning. Or, first of all, let me ask you your opinion of this NTSB ruling.
Well, it's not a ruling.
I mean the study.
It's mostly a study. It's a study that is one that was a result of the National Transportation Safety Board taking into consideration the number of automobile accidents that were still occurring while people were using some kind of a mobile audio device, even though those individuals were using hands-free devices and were not in any way, their driving was not impinged by the fact they were using a handheld device. The NTSB was very clear on this. As a matter of fact, the report that was given by the chairperson of the NTSB said that she realized this was not going to be popular. She realized that it was going to be resisted, and she likened it, Phil, and I think it was a very good comparison, too. She likened it to getting rid of smoking in bars or getting rid of, cigarettes and so forth, or even to the extent that it was, a problem for people getting rid of the use of cell phones needing a hands-free device. So
I saw that comment. She also openly speculated as to how easy it was going to be to enforce it.
Well, right now she and the name escapes me, Diana Fearson, I think is her name. said that it's a recommendation only. It could go federal. Most likely it will be recommended at the state level. What we're doing with the Citizens Auxiliary Police are our flare drops that we have not, we've sort of suspended those for 6 months. We are going to be doing a flare drop in the South Bay area, and that's simply to make sure, you know, how many people are using cell phones, and what are they using the cell phone for.
What is a flare drop?
Well, a flare drop is when we take flares, which are these safety flares, and we open these flares, and we create a single line, we funnel traffic down into one lane. And in funneling the traffic down into one lane, we are then able to slow the traffic up to a point whereby we can ask the individual to roll down a window, and if they're using a cell phone, ask them what they're using the cell phone for, what are the conversations they're having, and so forth.
Now, there's going to be, first of all, Jay, let's talk to people about, you're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Can you tell us about that?
Well, when you say that, can I tell you about that, what? We are a...
Well, you're not an official police agency, right?
We are an auxiliary police. We are an auxiliary police, so what we are doing is assisting in our way as citizens, the police in our area, to enforce or otherwise oversee the enforcement of law, and if the police miss something in their enforcement position, then we are able to come in behind them. And
but you're a volunteer force.
Well, I don't like to look at it that way, Phil. You know what I like to say is that we are very much involved in we care very much in our community. We are on the front line saving lives, and for us, that's the most important thing.
All right, Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, 1-800-521-KFI. So tell me about the flare drop then. You're going to funnel traffic down to one lane, and then you have people roll their window down. Now, if the NTSB is recommending no cell phone use at all, then that's the eventuality that people have to prepare for, right?
Well, again, you know, the NTSB may modify those recommendations. I don't know that they will. I don't know that I recommend that they do. What I personally would want to see is what are people using their cell phones for? Who are the people that are using those cell phones? What are the numbers they're calling? And so it's not really a big, it's not very difficult for us to just funnel that traffic down to one lane, ask people to roll their window down, you know, be as polite as we possibly can, ask them, we see a cell phone, what's on their cell phone, who they're talking to, and so forth. And we give them a tip of our pith helmet, they're on their way. But we're not certainly, we're not there to allow any use of a cell phone in advance of these recommendations that might be unsafe.
All right, well, but again, not being an official police agency, when the traffic stops, how do you get somebody to give you their phone?
Well, what we do is we ask people to roll a window down, and engage in as many pleasantries as you possibly can, Phil. We're not there to strong-arm people. We will say to them, how are you doing today? Who are you talking to on your phone, if you don't mind me asking? If they say it's really none of your business, we'll tell them, well, you're aware of the fact that the NTSB says that cell phone use is dangerous, even if it's hands-free. And they may say something to us like, that's still not any of your business. And then what we do is we'll say, that's a very nice phone. What, can I see it for a second? That's when people will generally give you their phone, and then you can take a look and see what they're doing. If there's
so you will take the phone from them.
If we say that's a very nice phone that you have, and they are they say thank you, say may we see it? You're asking for the phone, and 9 times out of 10 people are going to say certainly if you're looking to purchase one of the same variety or the same brand. And then we take a look at that phone, and then we say, okay, now I know who you're talking to, or if there is someone else on the line, I'll be as polite as I possibly can, identify myself. And
so you're going to talk to the people on the other end of the phone. See, this is where some people may begin to see this as sort of a, I don't know, a police state kind of a thing.
Phil, it's not that dramatic. I know a lot of people want to get that dramatic with it, but it's not that dramatic. It's simply wanting to know, are people using their phones for something that's frivolous? Are they using a phone for something that's important? Because it's possible that if the NTSB says you may not use your cell phone in your car, if you're a doctor and you have an important call to make, if you're an emergency worker of some kind, if you're just some woman talking to a girlfriend or your son, you know,
Well, what if it's a man talking to a wife or a man talking to a child or a guy that's on the road?
Well, you know, Phil, we got along as a society. I don't know. I mean, I can tell you that we got along as a society really well. Before the cell phone, men were able to talk to their children and their wives. But you're asking me a question that's more, is probably a little bit more for a social worker kind of individual. I can only answer a question in this way, that as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's unsafe, and individuals should adhere to what the NTSB's got to say.
All right, let's take a break here. Jay Santos, you said an awful lot there, Jay, and there's issues, constitutional and otherwise.
Well, not with cell phone use, no, sir.
No, but there's issues constitutional-wise in terms of you asking people, you know, who they're talking to on the phone.
Well, there is not, because...
All right, hold on for just a minute, okay, because I do have to take a break.
Yeah, but I don't want to leave that hanging, because you're misinformed.
Very good. I will. Let's talk about it when I get back here. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. And Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line with us as we talk about the NTSB recommending that cell phone use be eliminated completely from automobiles. That means even if you have a hands-free device, no more cell phones. And the Citizens Auxiliary Police here checking people, asking who are you talking to, or do you need that telephone, etc., doing these flare drops that they are planning on doing. All right, our number 1-800-521-KFI. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to come back with Jay Santos and your phone calls in a moment here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on a very special holiday edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, we'll talk about all of the holiday roundup stories, what's wrong with the broken Santa Clauses, and why nine people in their pajamas are going to decide who the next president will be. Plus, the nine news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
If you like to ski and you like to drive, Ford has a great new way to get to sunny Mammoth Mountain that could save you money and make the trip a lot more exciting. It's EcoBoost from Ford. The remarkable engine technology in the Ford Explorer, the Edge, the Flex, the Taurus, and the Ford F-150. You get turbocharged power to make the drive easy and great gas mileage to make it fun. Stop by your Ford dealer and test drive any of Ford's EcoBoost cars and trucks and get a free weekday lift ticket to Mammoth Mountain, the best snow in the West. But get to your Ford dealer before Saturday, December 24th, because these lift tickets are in limited supply. So get them while they last.
Test drive offer available through 12/24/11. Requires email registration to reserve one non-transferable weekday lift ticket valid for 11/12 ski season. No purchase necessary. Must be licensed driver 18 years or older. One ticket per person while supplies last. See a participating Southern California Ford dealer for details.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom coming up at 7:30. It's been a little bit, but the 60 freeways finally open again, and the WikiLeaks leaker gets some support. Traffic presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, Problem Studio City.
That's on the 101 North past Lancashire. There's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic's going to be slow from Universal Center and stay slow to the 405. 101 South is going to be slow from Burbank Boulevard to the 110. In Diamond Bar, 60 East before Brea Canyon, there's a three-car crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at Fairway Drive. In downtown L.A., the 101 North is slow between Cesar Chavez and the 10. In La Mirada, the 5 South is slow between Calzona Street and Garfield Avenue. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow between Glendale.
What is this, Bob? Is that your name, Bob?
KFI Traffic is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. I'm David Penson.
All right.
First, you'll feel it.
Sorry to interrupt you, man. I'm sorry.
Then you'll feel it in your soul.
Gina's got to. She's got to get faster on these phones, man.
Bella Kuti's spirit inspired a nation. His sexy Afrobeat music inspires the world.
Welcome to Nadi's Shrine.
Sean, Jay-Z Carter.
She's all over it.
Well, okay.
Three-time Tony Award winner, Fela. Now playing through January 22nd at the Amundsen Theater. Call for tickets or visit
AmundsenTheater.org. I hate to be an asshole, you know, but I...
Everybody say yeah, yeah.
I hate to be an asshole, but I guess I am.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Jim Conway Jr. for the Riverside Metro Auto Group. Facilities are huge again, but very smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks going from dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into all five dealerships and check out the options. This is a perfect time to buy a car at Riverside Metro's year-end auto sale. Yes! Take advantage of the huge savings on the 20.
also passed the Riverside Metro Auto's stringent quality inspection. So it's not just another used car, gang. How about these monthly savings on a brand new 2011 Nissan Maxima SV? How about $299 plus tax every month? How about that? $299 plus tax! No gimmicks, no pressure, just straight up great deals and the best long-term financing rates available. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit, go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com.
Make everyone on this year's holiday list happy
with
a Starbucks
card. This break,
your loved ones can earn points when they register the card with My Starbucks Rewards.
The 2 minutes.
Starbucks.com.
Tell her to stop screening. I need to talk to her real fast.
Yeah, what's going on, Phil?
Okay. No questions. I don't want anybody asking questions, so don't take calls where they're asking questions. Number two, I want you to take some females. That way you can be clear on whether females are less likely to be cranks, okay? I don't want any questions up there.
We've had one female call aside from the one I'm screening right now. She's out of her mind.
Right, I don't want.
But I'll go ahead and put this gal on.
Wait a second. I don't want any questions up there either, okay?
Okay.
Why is this Jay's business? Get rid of that. Get rid of this Steve.
Looking for, including the Mini Countryman and the all-new Coupe. Plus, to make sure we keep our number one status, we're offering 0% APR financing and no payments until April from Mini Financial Services on approved credit. Or lease a brand new 2012 Mini Cooper for just $189 a month plus tax, $1,888 down, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit. That's just $189 a month for the fun-to-drive 37 MPG Mini Cooper. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexandermini.com. We're centrally located on
now
the
we've
Southern
lost
California
all of our
Wholesale
calls.
District.
What the
That's
fuck is going on?
800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. And there's
no,
never been
a
better time to buy.
5 minutes, man.
Worldwide diamond
this.
Prices are going up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in micro pavé, invisible, and platinum, and set in size while you watch.
Here,
diamond anniversary bands are $129. 1-carat diamond and sapphire sets are $69. 100-inch pearl strands are just
$29.
The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000. That's 714-542-9000. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
Welcome to Rehab for Ignorance.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Can't buy AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Henry Show on the line here with Jay Santos again with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Good to have you with us, Jay. We've talked about a lot of issues having to do with personal safety, having to do with home safety. You guys had that, that project that you were doing I think it was in Torrance, or in Hawthorne, where you were making sure of home safety with the mobile units, right?
Yes, we did, Phil. We had what we thought was a very good idea in terms of the use of mobile cameras and helping homeowners know when they have individuals on their property who are perhaps, peeping toms and so forth. We've helped a lot of people, and a lot of people sometimes are not very appreciative of that, but we feel that, we're not in business here to be loved. We're in business to save lives. And that's what we're trying to do.
All right, well, that may be, but you don't even have to be in business to be loved. You just have to be in business to do things right. You're slowing down traffic with a flare drop. You're telling people to roll their windows down, and you're asking people to hand over their phones, I know, willingly, to see who they're talking to.
That's exactly correct, Phil.
And again, you're going to have a constitutional issue, no?
We don't think so. Not if we say to them, we just want to look at your phone and... they're going to ask us, well, why? And then, of course, I'm going to tell them, you understand, of course, that if you're talking to somebody, like a girlfriend or something, it's not necessary, and are there other people who might be using a cell phone for more necessary thing? If we've got a young person there and we tell them, listen, I understand how it is. You want to talk to your girlfriend. You're going to be sitting there, gas bagging with your girlfriend. It's got nothing to do with safety. And, of course, we'll try to enlighten people on the NTSB side of things, too.
All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let me get over to a phone call here. We got Tom in Huntington Beach. Go ahead, Tom, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, I got to congratulate you. You have a way of finding the biggest lunatics out there. This guy is violating so many laws, it's unbelievable. It's amazing that the police haven't picked him up already, because you're going to...
Well, I don't understand. You mean I find the biggest lunatic? I don't understand your remark about we find the biggest lunatic.
What
do you mean we find the biggest lunatics, plural? What does that mean?
Because the man is obviously...
Well, no, but what do you mean by we find the biggest lunatic? You made it a plural statement. What does that mean?
No, it's all right. I mean,
I'm asking the guy's question. What do you mean by that?
No, by we, I meant you and your crew, essentially. That's all.
I don't really know what it is you're talking about when you say that I find the biggest lunatics. You mean my crew is crazy?
No, not at all. I mean,
well, then what are you talking about?
It's fantastic.
Then what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is the gentleman that you...
Yeah, no, you didn't... you're not answering my question, so we'll move on. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. I love your show. I had a quick question. I mean, that guy...
Let's go to another phone call here. We got Paul. We'll just keep right on going here, man. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have to just tell you something. I'm a licensed concealed weapons holder. This guy comes to my neighborhood and pulls that act. I'll have him on the ground in 3 seconds. He's already violating laws. And what happens if I don't give him my phone?
And what laws am I violating? What laws am I violating, sir?
All right. So
you know damn well what laws you're violating.
Sir, you need to turn your radio down and not listen to yourself on the radio, just on the phone. Go ahead. Okay, he's gone. So, you know... we'll just, like I said, just keep right on cranking through here till we find a usable call. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to get the message across to this guy that, you know, he may have the best intentions and everything, but what it's going to look like, it's going to look like an accident, and then it may even cause one, you know, and just getting in people's faces and, you know, he's...
I'm not getting anybody's face. I never even said I was getting anybody's face.
What I'm saying is you're going about it. You're saying, hey, that's a nice phone. You know, that's an iPhone. Can I check it out? And then you're like going at it a completely different way.
I'm taking a look and see whether or not they're talking to somebody. You realize that there could be a safety issue involved if somebody's
Police officers are not deceitful at all. That's not their job is to be deceitful.
I'm just trying to say, you know, there's the NTSB.
You're saying, that's a nice BlackBerry. Can I check it out? And then you're like, oh, now I'm seeing who he's talking to and this and that.
Let's just say I find out you're talking to someone who has got nothing to do with safety. You're talking to a girlfriend, and we're talking about a safety issue. And we have to do a phone jettison then. I can't let you have that phone back.
Right there, now you're really causing a problem. You're taking the guy's phone?
I'm saying if he's...
That's what I'm saying.
No.
You're being way too confrontational. The facts are already out there, man. It's just like, you don't need to stop traffic and do all that. It's only going to make people mad.
The NTSB has said that it's a safety issue with these cell phones. All right? So... in advance of that happening, we want to make sure that people are aware of that, make sure who they're talking to, what they're talking about, and make sure that there is no safety problem involved. Maybe they're a doctor, in which case, you can have your phone back.
Well, but you're not a cop, though, so you can't tell people what to talk about, you know? All right, anyway, thanks for your call,
exactly.
Sir. 877-876, or 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show here. We're going to be back with... more from Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police in a couple of moments. Basically, what we have here is an NTSB study that came out this past week that says that the cell phone and the use of cell phones is going away in automobiles, and that means even hands-free devices. So if you're the safest you think driver in the world and your hands-free device is going away, you're using a hands-free device, you still... are not going to be able to use a cell phone. All right, 1-800-521-KFI, the Phil Hendry Show. And now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Caltrans has reopened the Pomona Freeway.
I want everybody to stop what they're doing, and I want them to listen to me. I want, yeah, I want to talk to Gina, and I want to talk to you. Robert, is that it?
The eastbound lane.
Yeah, it's Bob.
Okay, Bob, do you have tape of my show to put up?
Is to close the westbound 60 at 11 o'clock.
What tape?
Okay, so you don't. All right. So here's the problem that I'm having tonight.
Boulevard Bridge, a total of
these phones are not being screened properly. I'm not blaming you, Gina. It's a tough job to do, but it's got to get done, and it's got to get done right, or I'm going to blow through these phone calls, and we're not going to have any. I don't want fans.
Phil, I understand that.
Listen to me, please. Please listen to me. And stop talking because I don't have a lot of time here. Please listen.
By Riverside Metro.
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
All right. You are letting cranks on the air, whether you know it or not. These guys are all fans. They know the act. And the calls are uninteresting. And they're not moving the show forward. And they're harming the show. So you're going to have to do a better job. I don't know how to tell you this, but you got to do a better job.
The 110 in Diamond Bar.
Okay, I'll do my best. I'm just trying to get them up there because I know you were in a hurry and you wanted to.
You got to do both. You got to do them good, and you got to get them up there fast.
5 north before the 5. That earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. The drive is slow from the 91 in Monrovia, 210 east before Sierra Madre. That earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder.
Otherwise,
the drive is slow from the
134
and stays slow to the 605. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Warner Brothers Domestic TV. Lawyers for an ex-LA fire captain convicted of murdering a woman at his home in Eagle Rock and dumping her body a mile away say they're going to appeal the decision. David Del Toro was sentenced yesterday to 15 years to life in prison for the death of Jennifer Flores.
I think the circumstances of the case was clear that he killed Jennifer Flores out of rage. And then after having beaten her severely, realized that she wasn't dead and strangled her.
Deputy DA Bobby Gray says a trail of blood in 2006 led investigators to Del Toro's house. He testified he did not kill Flores, but he said he was too drunk to remember exactly what happened. Hundreds of people have been supporting the Army private blamed for the largest leak of classified material in American history. They've marched through downtown San Francisco demanding his release today. The protest for Bradley Manning also drew speakers that included a brief statement from the Marine Corps veteran who was injured during a fight between police and Occupy Oakland protests in October. Lawyers have begun laying out their defense of Manning, who's accused of leaking U.S. military and diplomatic secrets to WikiLeaks. Day of hearings today in Maryland, defense attorney said Manning, who is gay, struggled in an environment hostile to homosexuality, which contributed to mental and emotional problems. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Here's a special holiday gift for anyone buying a new Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. Do you own a BMW, Audi, Lexus, or other select luxury vehicle? Purchase a new Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars and receive a credit up to $4,000 on select models. And check out the newly redesigned 2012 C250, considered the best value in its class, starting at just $349 per month. We'll not only give you a great trade-in allowance, we can also pay off your vehicle, no matter how much you owe. But hurry, this special opportunity ends December 31st. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73. We'll even deliver your new Mercedes-Benz anytime, anywhere, even on Christmas Eve. And from our family to yours, have a safe and happy holiday season.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
For complete details, call 888-849-0936.
A 50% chance of rain tonight into tomorrow morning early. Lows in the 40s, cloudy and cooler by the afternoon tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. A chance of rain coming back Monday afternoon into the evening into Tuesday. 55 degrees in Burbank right now. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
The Epson Workforce Pro small business printer is the fastest two-sided inkjet printer in the world. In fact, we're talking Sheeta fast. You can print a six-page document before leading laser printers even start printing. So with Epson, you get this.
Woohoo!
And with leading laser printers, this. The Epson Workforce Pro. Run your business at full speed for less. Save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Epson. Built to perform.
Find great deals on an Epson Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, BestBuy.com, and Epson.com.
The SoCal Mini Dealers are offering some sweet deals right now. Lease the Mini Heart to offer just $199 a month or get 0% APR financing for up to 36 months on select 2012 Mini models and no payments for 90 days. And the bigger four-door Mini Countryman offers a starting MSRP under $23,000. But honestly, the real deal is to head in for a test drive. Take the large and in charge Countryman out for a spin or put your motoring skills to the test in the hardtop. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com to plan your test drive.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA-MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
Do your part. Go tell some uninformed sap to tune in.
Fucking worst.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The Phil Henry Show here. And we're on every Saturday night until 10 here on KFI AM 640. Jay Sanis joining us. We're kind of shaking down this conversation here, this discussion, Jay, on what it is you mean by doing a flare drop and checking to see who people are talking to. If the NTSB is saying that cell phones, they're recommending that cell phones be made illegal.
Because that's right where we may be having our miscommunication. The NTSB is saying they recommend that cell phones not be used in a car. And what we're saying is, and this is where I think a lot of people are getting it wrong, I'm not on the other side of the person who's using a phone. I'm saying, well, maybe there's a situation where a phone can be used safe, and the NTSB's ruling does not have to be as draconian, if you will, where what that means is draconian is where everything is just all, you know, police state and...
No, I know what draconian means. It's just extreme.
Right. So in other words, what I'm saying is, well, maybe there's a place where they can be used. That's where I do the flare drop, where you have a person who's going to call, is being pulled over. I'm not saying, let me have your phone. I'm not doing nothing at gunpoint. That's ridiculous. All I'm saying is, who you talk, you know, I'm just saying, hey, you know, how are you and everything. And
well, if a person's slowing their car down because of flares forcing them to slow their car down, aren't they going to ask, what are you slowing my car down for?
Yeah, and we simply say it's safety, because that's what those are. They're safety flares, safety, and it's a lot of different things you could say. There might be debris and so on. Just want to see what's on the phone. If you're talking to someone, you're gas bagging a girlfriend or maybe your doctor, they got to go emergency.
All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And let me go to Roy in Los Angeles. Roy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, what if I'm traveling along with my neighbor Steve, and I just want to say, Baba Billy!
Right, there you go. That's a very, very good point. What about that, huh? I suppose that you don't need a cell phone, though.
No, what you need is a better screener.
Actually, absolutely. 1-800-521-KFI. Here is Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay, I didn't know if you had me or not.
My
question was just basically, I don't understand on the flare drops, first of all, what municipality or what law enforcement agency is allowing these guys to do it, and I still don't understand
what are you going to do about a guy dropping a flare? I mean, if I have a flare, are you telling me the police going to come on and say I can't use a flare? Of course I can.
Well, I don't know, but why would the police allow you to stop me in traffic? And
well,
you
I've got a flare
decide whether I should or should not be on my phone.
Because it's a safety issue. And I have the flare.
So you're going to pull up alongside of me.
Right.
I'm on my phone.
Right.
And you're going to drop a flare?
No. I have the flare already dropped
so how does it
as
work?
A safety flare. And well, so you know what I could say to you? What I could say to you is that's for me to know you to find out, you know? That's for me to know you to find out.
And, well, that's, what do you mean that's for him to, what does that mean?
That's a ludicrous thing.
Well, no, but I mean, if you ask me how I'm using flares, you've seen how flares are used, sir.
No,
you're asking me a question.
No, that's not what I asked you at all. You're not listening.
Yes,
I'm
you did.
You how to use a flare.
Yes, you did, because you had it wrong. You had it wrong the way you said that I was going to use it.
And I told you how I was going to use it.
All right, let the man ask his question. What's your question again? What's your question again? Hey, Chris, you got to quit talking so people can hear you. What is your question?
All right.
What's your question?
My question is, who's allowing this to happen and why, and what is it actually doing?
Who's allowing it, and what is it actually doing is we're making sure that you, Chris, for instance, if you're a doctor, you're talking to a patient or an emergency or whatever, I don't know what you guys do, or if you're just Chris, you know, talking to your friend about, you know, going home and playing Final Fantasy or something, well, then we got a problem.
But who's the problem with?
With you.
Are you
and your phone, that's what I'm saying.
Are you giving me a ticket?
With you and your phone.
Are you giving me a ticket?
With you, I've got a problem with you, and I got a problem with your phone.
So are you giving me a ticket?
I'm checking your phone and making sure that who you're talking to is an individual that has to do with safety. And if it doesn't, then we do a jettison.
So it would be okay for me to go ahead and put out a flare when I see a car coming up the street and then just ask them to open the trunk, do a breathalyzer.
No, it wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't know, but it just wouldn't be. It just because you're not me. You don't know what I know, and you don't do what I do. That's the difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
What is a phone jettison, by the way?
That's when we take his phone. Yeah. If I look at it and I see that it's not, you know, then I take it and I throw it. If we're near a barranca or we're near a canyon or something, I just throw it right into that.
That's a phone jettison.
And who pays for the phone now?
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over to Kevin. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Phil. I got two questions. Okay, so let's say, hypothetically, this wannabe cop puts down the flares and...
I don't want to be a cop. I don't want to be a cop. There's too many politics involved.
So let me get to my question. Okay, Mr. Throw the
phone
in the canyon.
Well, if you want to get your question, then you know, you're going to have to talk a little more respect.
All right, let him just get to his question.
What happens if your little flares actually cause an accident? What do you do then?
They don't cause accidents. My flares don't cause accidents. Our flares are laid out in a way, so unless you're blind... And then I don't know what to say to you, but a flare is people know what flares are for. If you don't, I'm sure you can take driver's ed again. You won't be a smart ass. I could be a smart ass. See what I mean? You won't be a smart ass.
All right. So it's a fair question, though, because I think people are asking. It's a fair question because I think people are asking if cops, if you're not laying flares out there with the authorization of the real police.
Wait a minute. People put flares out on roads all the time. All the time. And they do that, and I don't hear of anybody getting in an accident except maybe Brains over here that I'm talking to, okay?
And you don't need to call him Brains, all right?
Well, this guy wants to be smart ass. I'd be smart ass.
Okay, all right.
Let's go. Let's have at it. Let's go.
Listen.
Throw down.
Okay, come on.
Was to pull somebody over, okay? Yeah, the guy or the woman may give me a ticket, but not even the officer with a badge can grab my phone and toss it in the canyon.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said if you're talking to some chick, then yeah, we have to do a phone jettison.
Well, if
are
that,
you serious?
That
I wish I bump into you one of your little traffic. Things.
Wait a second.
I wish. I will close the window. And push on
I
the pedal and just drive.
Yeah, we can't hear you at all, John. Okay, but anyway, thanks for your call. 1-800-520-1KFI. We're just pushing through here tonight, man. We're just slugging it out, baby. You know, we'll do what we got to do. Here is Quest. There's an interesting name in Riverside.
Hi, I was calling.
Is that
to
your
say
name, Quest?
Now,
your name's Quest?
I believe that this
is your name, Quest.
The dumbest thing.
Wow.
Yes.
Can hear. Is your name Quest? Okay, good. I just want to make sure I got the right person.
Quest called Tribe or something like that. Isn't that what that is?
No, it's not. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, so,
This road dropping is the second dumbest thing I have ever heard of in my entire life. I mean, there's millions of things that can distract someone in a car.
This is a lady named Quest, and she wants me to...
Now forget about her name. She's saying that it is a dumb thing that you're doing. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, ma'am, if you think it's dumb to make sure that people are safe and they're not sitting in their car talking to Taco Bell or making an order for tacos, okay, fine. It's dumb. I give you that. It's dumb. But we think that it's a smart thing to do. Okay?
All right, Quest, thanks for your call, and get another phone because it's not working. Thank you very much. 1-800-521-KFI, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've got an hour and, we got 2 hours and 15 minutes to go. Lord, have mercy. Anyway, that's in all homage to the great Jim Ladd. 1-800-521-KFI. Reminder, we're on our website tonight, philhenryshow.com, with live streaming video of the show at Phil TV in HD. We'll be right back here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Leo LaPorte.
Clear.
Are you buying a tablet for the holidays? Are you going with the low price Amazon Kindle Fire or the top of the line?
I couldn't
iPad?
Hear that woman's phone.
I'll help
for
you
shit,
decide
man.
And answer all your tech questions. We do it every weekend. It's coming up tomorrow, right here, 11 to 2, with me, the tech guy.
Tomorrow morning at 11, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
The holiday season has arrived, and you know what that means. The Mercedes-Benz winter event is here. At Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, you'll find incredible holiday offers, like the newly redesigned 2012 C250 for zero down. That's right, drive off a brand new Mercedes-Benz for nothing down. But listen to this. If you're currently driving a Mercedes-Benz, we have an amazing offer for you. Lease a new Mercedes-Benz during the winter event and get up to 8 monthly payments waived on your current lease. That's 8 monthly payments, our gift to you. And with 22 acres of vehicles to choose from, if we don't have the car you're looking for, it probably doesn't exist. As a Laguna Niguel 5-star member, you'll receive unparalleled service and our exclusive zero-weight service guarantee, saving you time and money. So celebrate this holiday season with a new Mercedes-Benz and 5-star value, only at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel.
Visit us off the 5 at 1-Star Drive or online at mblaguna.com. For details, call 1-800-505-3860.
5-star service at 1-Star Drive.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom coming up at 8 o'clock. The 60 is open again for now, and the president says he's happy for now. Traffic presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, Problems Downtown.
That's at the 10 East at Alameda. There's a crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at Normandy Avenue. In Diamond Bar, 60 East before Brea Canyon. That earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic still slows at Fairway Drive. In Buena Park, the 5 North is slow from Artesia Boulevard to the 710. In Norwalk, the 5 South is slow from Slauson to Rosecrans. In Long Beach, the 405 North is slow between Spring Street and Cherry Avenue. In West Covina, 10 West is stop and go from Vincent to New Avenue. KFI traffic is brought to by Pechanga Resort and Casino. I'm David Penson.
If you have old aluminum windows that are over 10 years old, then call American Vision today. With the latest advancements in technology, you're throwing good money out the window by not upgrading to energy-efficient windows from American Vision. We'll save you money instantly on your energy bills.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation, plus American Vision will pay your sales tax. Call for details today at 888-319-8585. That's 888-319-8585.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
That's the sound of a fuse burning. As long as it's burning, there's still time to get to the BMW Mission to Drive sales event on now at your local BMW center. While you can, take advantage of an up to $2,500 credit toward a new BMW. Those are real sparks. Test drive any model from the legendary lineup, including the all-new 6 Series, featured in the new movie Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, in theaters this December. Technologically advanced and fuel efficient, every BMW earns the title the ultimate driving machine. That fuse is burning down remarkably fast. Take advantage of this immediately, as the $2,500 credit will soon self-destruct. There. I made it with 2 inches of fuse to spare. Don't cut it that close. Come in today.
Hurry into the BMW Mission to Drive sales event today for an up to $2,500 credit towards a new 2012 BMW. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
This is the sound of Kate depositing checks.
Yeah, those reports will be done in 5.
This is the sound of Felton depositing checks.
Hello, this is Felton.
This is the sound of Simon depositing checks.
Thank you. Your order will ship out today.
Chase brings the bank to your business with a quick deposit check scanner. Deposit checks into your Chase business checking account at any time without having to leave the office, which speeds up cash flow and gives you more time to get everything else done. Whether that's talking to suppliers,
hello,
finishing reports,
here you go,
or finally launching the company website.
And we are online, people.
Sign up now and get a Chase Quick Deposit Scanner for free. Stop into a branch or go to chase.com/businessquickdeposit to learn more. More convenient business banking. Take a step forward and chase what matters.
Subject to approval, monthly service fees apply. 2-year service agreement required and cancellation fees apply. See a banker for details. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Experience Fachanda with California's largest and most exciting casino, a four-diamond resort, world-class entertainment, dining, spa, and golf. Fachanda has something for everyone. Experience excitement. Experience fun. Experience Fachanda. Fachanda Resort and Casino, just off the 15 freeway in Temecula.
Toyota owners, the holidays are a busy time of year, and your time is valuable. Visit your neighborhood Toyota dealer today for quick service at competitive prices. Your Toyota takes care of you. Let Toyota help you take care of your vehicle.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Coast to coast AM tonight at 10.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we are here on KFI every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. And on the line with you right now is Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You're finishing up an email?
I'm sorry?
Were you finishing up an email?
Why would you ask me that?
Well, I had heard from, Bud Dickman said,
okay, well, whether or not I'm finishing up an email or not is, well, that's a very good question that you ask, because that's about as much, in other words, you don't have as, that's interesting. Why would you ask that question?
Well, because I think, Phil, if I'm on your show, you know, and I'm your guest, and you're writing emails and love letters,
No, I'm not writing any love letters. I was, in point of fact, I was writing an email to one of my crew about something else.
Well, you know,
it had nothing to do with the show. It had to do with the merchandise that we're selling.
All right, but you're interviewing me. What if I were to come on just like that one guy and just go, hey, hi, Phil, Jay Sanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, you ask me a question, I go, yeah, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, or how are you guys saying, I hang up.
Well, then I guess you'd sound like an idiot, wouldn't you? And the fact of the matter is, you're asking me a question that is as much your business as what it is that people are calling on their cell phones or talking to on their cell phones, you know?
Well, I'm not asking people what they're talking about. What they're talking to, Phil, is a little bit more complicated than that. I'm asking who they're talking to. And
that's what I mean, sir.
All right, but it is a safety, as I said, it is a way of figuring out if the NTSB is stepping over the line or whether or not they've got a real safety issue. That's all it is.
I understand that, but in the meantime, people are being asked a question they don't think you have the right to ask them. All right, 1-800-520-1KFI, the Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to another phone call here. We have Cap in Los Angeles. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Phil. Jay, I'd like to know, who are you to interpret the spirit of the law from the letter of the law to detain people's freedom of movement by doing flare drops, invading their privacy by looking into cell phones? And I don't know if I got this correct. Are you confiscating phones if they're not talking to the proper person? Who are you, and who do you represent?
I represent our community, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I think I've already gone through this. And who I am, I have the right of citizen's arrest on a constitution. You've probably heard of that. And am I confiscating the phone? We are doing phone jettison.
Phone jettison, which
you know
is...
What?
Which is to take the phone, to jettison the phone. That's right. That's right. I take your phone and I jettison it. And
you're taking private property.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And where do you get that right?
You know what? It's a safety issue, and I take the gentleman's phone and I do a jettison, which basically means if you want me to be graphic, it's like I'm trying to hit home plate from center field.
No, Jay, you're violating California Penal Code 484, which is petty theft. It's a misdemeanor.
You're not a police officer, so.
You know what? You're not a citizen. You know what? I'm a vet. I was overseas.
I fought for my country. You're not a vet.
You want to know something, Jay?
You're not a vet.
Jay, you know what?
I know what a vet is. You don't even sound like a veteran.
You are so full of malarkey, Jay.
All right, anyway, thanks for the call, sir. 1-800-521-KFI. We'll keep pressing on through these phone calls, man. We might get one. Here is Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
What can we do for you, Steve?
Hey, bud, can you hear me?
No, we can hear you, unfortunately. All right, 1-800-521-KFI, John in Woodland Hills. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Henry, how you doing?
Fine.
There's a common sense thing, not even dealing with this guy, right? Okay, if you're talking to somebody on a phone that's hands-free, you don't have to touch any buttons, you can use either your voice, and get it to talk to the person.
No, you can't. That's what the NTSB said, sir. So it's not me. It's
the right.
NTSB.
Well, what I'm
that, that's not a law, though.
I'm talking to my mom in the passenger seat, or I'm talking to her on a phone speaker when she's at her house, and I don't have to take my eyes off the road or do anything.
Bring it up with the FTSB.
That's pretty safe. If I was text messaging,
talk to the FTSB
I
about it.
If I take my eyes off the road.
Talk to FTSB about it.
You
They're the ones
that
made
saying?
The recommendation. But apparently you don't listen.
Well,
FTSB did. I didn't do it.
But what you're doing is you're doing
recommendations from the government. It doesn't mean that they make sense all the time.
Right, but I didn't make the recommendations. So why don't you ask them?
Well, I know you didn't. But what I'm saying
is, I didn't. What are you asking me for?
Make the best recommendations.
Are you retarded?
Hey! Watch that.
Well, this guy sounds like a retard.
And let me say one more thing. If you do.
I didn't make the rules, sir. What are you talking about? Well, sir, excuse me, but you're talking like you got part of your brain is there's something wrong with it. I didn't make the recommendation.
If you ejected my phone over the cliff, I would eject you right after it to go get it.
I got it.
Yeah, trust me.
I got it. Common sense says
if something's made safe enough to where you don't have to take your eyes off the road, I mean, then that would mean we couldn't use our radios. We couldn't talk to the person in the next seat.
That's absolutely true, too. But the NTSB, unless you talk back to your radio, which you probably do.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I mean,
the point,
someone might
talk
back to their radio.
Okay.
That doesn't mean they're going to take their eyes off the road to do it.
I mean, you talk to your radio?
Right.
I just want to be clear. You talk to your radio?
If someone, someone had a disability and they talk to their radio, or they got
pissed
off at somebody on the radio.
If somebody has a disability and they talk to their radio, okay.
If somebody did.
I'm sure that you...
What if?
Well, that person doesn't get a driver's license either, and I jettison their phone. So you just make my...
Trust me, some people get driver's license.
All right, anyway, thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-521-KFI, the Phil Hendry Show here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Here is Whit. Go ahead, Whit, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Real quick here, Jay, I've got a quick question for you. I know you're getting pretty aggressive with some of these people.
I'm waiting for an intelligent person to call. I've already explained myself.
When you decide to jettison a phone for a chick, in your words, that they're talking to, what if I'm talking to my corporate lawyer and you feel that I'm talking to a chick and you decide to jettison my phone? Okay. Right. With you jettisoning my phone, who covers the personal damage to my personal property?
You're asking me a lot of questions
because
I can't really come up with the money to cover your phone because you're talking a corporate lawyer. What do you mean a corporate lawyer? What do? That you need a corporate lawyer? That sounds a little highfalutin, isn't it?
I work for a large corporation doing solar installation on residential homes.
So in other words, you're a tradesman. Well, I would say that you're not going to be talking to a corporate lawyer. You'd be talking to the fifth or sixth underboss there. So that's, right there, that tells me something. Secondly, your girlfriend, what if your girlfriend's your corporate lawyer? There's a lot of ifs. But in this world that we live in, what I'm trying to do is just get at the real problem, which is an unnecessary phone call. You do. Does that answer that?
He does. So you've just taken his phone and thrown it into a ravine, and he does.
That's correct. Yes.
So what gives you the right to take my personal property because you feel that
you're endangering people's safety, sir? By talking on your phone.
Endangering?
Yes, that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, so
how about... So I think we got that done. Thanks so much, Jay, for your being with us here this hour. It was real pleasant. Wow. 1-800-520-1KFI. We'll try and do something, anything, different next hour. Although I recognize that, you know, the flare drop is probably a fantastic thing, Jay. You know, you may have flare dropped one too many there, brother. So be on the lookout for Jay as he does his flare drops and as he's trying to, you know, make sure that people are talking to the right people on the telephone. 1-800-520-1KFI is the number. We got a couple of other things we want to do tonight, including Chris Jekyll is going to be joining us on his book, Losing Our Civility. We may have another visit tonight from Vernon Dozier on the Penn State football situation. And more of your phone calls, too, coming up here tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget that we are at philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show on Phil TV in HD. This is the Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, December
7th. That was a terrible hour. I don't know how to put it. It was just terrible. Terrible. The callers ran that hour.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony.
To the hospital, the coroner's office said. The two wounded victims, a man and a woman, were taken to the hospital. The man has been released. Sheriff's officials say Turner and all his victims worked in the same area of the building. Investigators say he was at work Friday morning, but they don't know if he left and then came back. He was apparently having difficulty holding on to his Norco home, and they searched the house and escorted his family out of it. The Rivergrade facility is closed. It will only be accessible to certain authorized employees at least through Monday. The Senate has approved a two-month extension of a cut to the Social Security payroll tax and agreed to continue jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. President Obama says he's happy with the congressional vote.
Today, Congress has finally agreed to extend this middle-class tax cut into next year. And they've also agreed to another part of my jobs plan, extending unemployment insurance for millions of Americans who are out there trying as hard as they can to find a job.
The president says Americans can now have a more enjoyable holiday season without worrying about taxes going up. The House is expected to vote on it Monday. The proposal includes a provision that would force the president to decide on the fate of the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada to Texas. The provision demanded by Republicans to pressure Obama into approving construction of the 1,700-mile pipeline promises thousands of jobs. According to Republicans, he did have until after the 2012 election to decide, but now would only have 60 days. No balls? How about a possum? That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
If you currently drive a Mercedes-Benz, listen to this incredible...
around 70 in the valleys. Chance of rain coming back, though, Monday afternoon into the evening, maybe into Tuesday. Right now in Anaheim, 62, Newport Beach, 59, Cerritos, 57, Long Beach, 58 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on KFI News at Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
And by AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on this Saturday night. We're here every Saturday night on KFI AM 640 till 10 o'clock, and we're on weeknights from 10 to 1 Monday through Friday on KTLK AM 1150, and we're online at philhenryshow.com, which is our website, and you can see live streaming video of the show, although for how much longer, I don't know, because we've got a our TriCaster is about ready to explode, I think. But nonetheless, we've got to... Oh, we've got a backup someplace, I'm sure. So we're on Phil TV in HD. You can look at us in HD, high definition there, on our website, as well as access our podcasts and our archives and so forth. So I got a hold of a very interesting book here. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow night we're going to do Phil Sunday Football on Phil TV in HD, so make sure that you watch us as we do the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens?
That's what they're called, right?
No, they're not the Ravens. They're the Ravens.
Well, I thought it was Raven.
It is. It's Raven. Not Raven. It's not the singular Raven. Just because one team calls itself the Jazz. Ravens. All right. Everything you guys heard about the Utah Jazz, you think everything is like...
Yeah, that was like the Raven.
It ain't the Raven, and it ain't the Ravens. So anyway, tomorrow night, Baltimore Ravens, San Diego Charger. I mean, the Chargers. So I got a hold of a book here called it's called Losing Our Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 21st Century, written by a guy named Chris Jekyll, who's going to join us this hour and talk about something I think is very fascinating, and that is this notion, and I think it's more than a notion, I think it's an absolute reality, that, you know, we have become much ruder in public to each other, and that we are not as polite as we should be, and so forth. Chris, how are you?
Thank you, Phil.
So you wrote this book from any personal experience?
Well, the idea of writing a book having to do with civility and the fact that we've lost this civility in the 21st century seemed to be the right time, you know, to do this, because I'd grown up in a period, Phil, and I'm sure you did too, where we had to watch our language in public, and we had to watch our behavior in public, and we had to, you know, in every way, shape, and form, perform as decent human beings. We live in a time now where being rude is not only is it commonplace, but it's not checked at all. We don't have parents that are there to tell the children what to do and how to do it and how to speak to people in a proper way. So, yes, if you'd say that there was a personal experience of mine.
Because I don't think that there'd be anybody who would, even younger people, I don't think this is a generational thing at all. I think we're all aware of the fact that we should probably be a lot nicer to each other than we have been.
Well, I hope that is the case. I don't know. I think it does come from upbringing. There's no question about that.
So I kind of interrupted you. Was there any individual experience? I know that I was in a restaurant once. Excuse me. I was in a restaurant once where I was sitting with my kids, and I heard some people behind me using a lot of profanity, and I knew that I had the kids there, and the kids at the time, the eldest was 12, so these were small children listening to a bunch of guys that had come in from a softball game. And so I went over to them, and I asked as politely as I could. I remember what I said to the guy. I said, look, I don't mean any disrespect to you and your friends. I said, I'm sitting with my kids. I was wondering if you could watch your language. And he said to me, not a problem.
Also, so he was amenable to that.
Yeah, absolutely. He was very nice about it. He understood. And I had asked with, you know, like I said, I asked with respect.
Well, that is good to hear, because I don't know of anybody else that's had that experience that in that way, Phil. I don't think I've had that. I've had to stand up to a few situations. You know, you asked me, have I had any personal experience myself? And the answer to that question is pretty much my entire life. That people with the last name of Jekyll, I'll give you an example. In school, when I was growing up, my last name was Jekyll, and so individuals would deride me. The kids would say, hey, Dr. Jekyll, this kind of thing, which is what kids do.
Well, and children are going to do that with people's names, right?
Without question, Phil.
I remember them kids calling me Henry instead of Phil.
Right, without question, it's going to happen. Through my life, though, it became, from childhood on into adulthood, it continued with people calling me Dr. Jekyll.
and it after a while, of course, becomes it's not so funny anymore, and you realize that there might be perhaps a real an angry or pointed or there is a real accusatory attacking manner to that, and it's very public, and until finally it begins to grow on you. And this idea of civility, of treating people with politeness, it just, after a while, becomes a lost art. And so in my case, to answer your question, Phil, with the repeated catcalls about my name, Dr. Jekyll, until finally one afternoon, and I can tell you the date, and it was right after this that I began writing the book. It was in May of 2009. A next-door neighbor's son came over about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I knew the young man, I knew the family, and he knocked on the door, and I was awake, and I answered the door, and he said, "Hello, Dr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde home?" And instinctively, I grabbed his shirt, which was...
Can I interrupt you here for a minute, Chris?
Go ahead.
You're not a doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor of any kind, no. So it's a bit of a stretch even to call me Dr. Jekyll. Which, I put up with that. But when this young man, who was around 16, 17 years of age, came to the front door and said, "Hello, Dr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde home?" That's when I think I recognized that I had to do something, because it was no longer just me. I had a wife, I had children, I had a family that I needed to protect, and I reached out and I grabbed this individual by his jersey, and I pulled him forward because my instinct was to pull him into the house, my anger such that I would get him closer to me in terms of my ability to physically assault him, if you will. And as I pulled him in, his head hit the door, and the door jammed and caused some kind of a slight concussion. But I will tell you, it was an instinctive reaction on my part to defend my family more than anything else.
And to defend your family from what?
This was a over and over and over. This Dr. Jekyll thing is one of the reasons why I wrote the book. Became a not so much a bad joke, but it now became a serious bit of hate speech almost. Because when he said Mr. Hyde, now he is talking not so much about the joke of Dr. Jekyll. Now he's beginning to talk about something that's much deeper and darker, which is the dark or the evil or the angry side of people. And that Mr. Hyde was an accusatory kind of thing, to say that I was no better than some kind of an ape man, if you want, or this sort of thing. So when you have a wife and children sleeping behind you and someone comes to your door and calls you and says, "Is Mr. Hyde there?" you don't know what that person's going to do. And
all right, now you're outlining something here that is, and did you cover this in your book at all?
Well, it's the reason why I wrote the book, yes.
All right, because we're talking here with Chris Jekyll. The book is called Losing Our Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 21st Century, and our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. So this guy calls you Mr. Hyde, and you physically attacked him.
I did not, and I'm grateful that I did not.
Well, didn't you say that this man's head bumped...
I pulled him toward me because my first reaction, because you've got a wife and kids that are sleeping in a house, is to make sure this person doesn't get away from you. And
all right, but when you said you pulled him toward you, he bumped his head?
His head hit the door jamb, yeah, but I did not assault him, no.
And he had a concussion?
That is correct, yes.
And was this investigated by the police?
It was reported to the police. I explained to the police what I had done. I explained to the police what he had done, which was much, to me, more important, the provocation of this man coming to my door at the age of 17 or not and saying to me, "Hello, Dr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde in?" And I explained to the police at that moment I had no choice but to do what I could to defend my family. And
so, the idea of being called Mr. Hyde, that you have to defend your family, because we are talking about civility here. And
oh, absolutely.
May be lost on a lot of people, because I don't...
Well, you weren't raised with the name Dr. or Mr. Jekyll, Chris Jekyll is my name, so you didn't have people calling you this.
And really, it's not. That's not the point. The point is, where has civility gone? Where has the polite behavior of people gone? I was forced into acting in a way that is not civil in order to reinforce in this individual the need to be civil. And that, for me, Phil, was the reason why I wrote the book.
All right, we have with us here Chris Jekyll, the author of Losing Our Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 21st Century, and our number is 1-800-521-KFI. And we're talking about the fact that he wrote this book as the result of him being called Mr. Hyde by a neighbor's kid, and he grabbed this kid by the shirt and yanked him inside so roughly the kid's hit the his head hit the door jamb, causing a concussion. Jekyll saying he had no choice after being called out as almost an ape man. 1-800-521-KFI is our number. We're going to continue our conversation here with Chris Jekyll, the author of Losing Our Civility, on The Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The Jesus Christ.
Clear.
By the very nature of giving, you are reflecting that gift that God began with. God started it all with a gift to the undeserving. And in the context of the holidays, it can start to skew what that really means.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
Good day, drivers. As we speak, a world-renowned group of performance specialists are preparing to launch an event of epic proportions. Permission, if you should choose to accept, is to take full advantage of the situation. Codename, the BMW Mission to Drive Sales Event. Once there, test drive any new BMW from the legendary lineup, including the all-new 6 Series, featured in the new movie Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, in theaters this December. For a short period of time, you'll have access to an up to $2,500 credit toward a new 2012 BMW. Gather all intel about the cutting-edge, fuel-efficient vehicles that BMW engineers. Then drop into the BMW Mission to Drive sales event at your local BMW center today. Use of a zip line is optional. But move on this immediately, as the $2,500 credit will soon self-destruct.
Hurry into the BMW Mission to Drive sales event today for an up to $2,500 credit towards a new 2012 BMW. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, the man who shot up a Southern California Edison office, killing two people, was an employee, and jingle all the way into the record books. Traffic presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, problems in Griffith Park.
That's on the 5 South before Colorado. There's a two-car crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at the 134. In Boyle Heights, 10 East at Soto Street, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at the 5. In downtown L.A., 101 North at Mission Road, there's a crash with an overturned car blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at the 5 and stays slow to Glendale Boulevard. In Long Beach, the 405 North is going to be slow between Wardlow and Pacific. And in Hawthorne, the 105 West is slow between Hawthorne Boulevard and Sepulveda Boulevard. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Nintendo. I'm David Penson.
Get great gift ideas from American Express and Fry's Electronics in the Holiday Hub. Register for your chance to spend New Year's Eve in Las Vegas courtesy of MGM Resorts. Enter to win incredible downtown LA prize packages from downtownla.com. Be sure to listen to seasonal music on 4 different iHeartRadio holiday stations and check out our custom holiday photo galleries. It's all in the Holiday Hub. Visit KFIAM640.com, keyword holiday.
5 great dealers under 1 roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. here for the Riverside Metro Auto Group. Facilities are huge again, but very smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks going from dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into all 5 dealerships and check out the options. This is a perfect time to buy a car at Riverside Metro's year-end auto sale. Yes! Take advantage of the huge savings on the 2012 models and the largest selection of quality used vehicles, which have also passed the Riverside Metro Auto's stringent quality inspection. So it's not just another used car again. paying. How about these monthly savings on a brand new 2011 Nissan Maxima SV? How about $299 plus tax every month? How about that? $299 plus tax! No gimmicks, no pressure, just straight up great deals and the best long-term financing rates available. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit, go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree.
To do 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
Yeah, it's
call
fine.
And leave us a voicemail with your email,
well, you
and we'll give
suck.
You a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600.
Like with you belching into the phone?
Now, 800-661-0600.
Tim Conway Jr. of my good friends at Amco. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose Amco, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at Amco. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by Amco don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to Amco, and you should too. Log on to AmcoSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AMCO. That's AA.
Dad.
MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
Chase. Take a step forward and bring the bank to your business with Chase Quick Deposit for Small Business.
Listen to KFI anytime, anywhere with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone.
An iHeartRadio station. KFI.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The Phil Henry Show here every Saturday night till 10. Weekdays on KTLK AM 1150 till 1 a.m. And with me here is Chris Jekyll, rather. Chris is, we talked to his brother actually a couple of weeks ago. His brother, Chris, his brother, yeah, Greg is a, is your brother a scout?
Oh, that's right, Phil. My brother is a scout for the New York Mets.
Oh, okay. We talked to him in relation to the baseball winter meetings, so that's when I talked to him.
He's a great guy, and I just had dinner with him last week.
So, tell me more. Your book is called Losing Civility.
Losing Civility is civilized behavior in the 21st century. Is about how we do not have, and we were raised to speak, respectfully and professionally, and to always watch one's language, certainly in terms of obscenity, profanity in public. And the book was inspired by this event that I'm telling you about.
This is where you were called Mr. Hyde, and that's why I'm curious, because that's.
It is not considered to be, probably by a lot of people, much of an insult, and you're absolutely right, Bill. But for me, growing up being called, hey, Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll, and being taunted this way, and then having a lot of these jokes continue on into my adult years, this became something of a problem, and it became an irritant, and I felt it was designed, I think, to upset me. And finally, when this young man came to our house, he had known my daughter, and we knew him, and said, "Is Mr. Hyde home?" That's when I felt he had taken it, and it had become dangerous, and I had to take steps to defend my family. Because
why do you think that was dangerous?
Well, it was dangerous because now he's referencing the antimatter, if you will, of Dr. Jekyll, which is Mr. Hyde, who is an evil individual. And now that's what he's calling me. He's calling me no better than some kind of an ape or less than a man or a sub-man. And that is a challenge that I don't think you can let pass. And that's why I grabbed him. I certainly did not mean to give this young man the concussion. I was going to pull him toward me and issue some very choice and threatening and commanding words of my own. But, as they say, fate intervened.
All right, 1-800-5201-KFI is our number, 1-800-5201-534. We're talking here with Chris Jekyll about his book, Losing Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 20th Century, and his reaction to somebody calling him Mr. Hyde. Here is Mary in Huntington Beach. Go ahead, Mary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hello.
I do not agree with you. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Uh-huh.
Hello, Mary.
Yes. I don't agree with this author. He got mad at his kid.
No, not my kid. This was a next-door neighbor boy who called me Mr. Hyde.
I understand. He's only 17, though. You don't push around a 17-year-old.
Oh, yes, you do. When he is threatening you, yes, a 17-year-old, when you have your wife and your children asleep in the house behind you, and that's all you have in this world, I can assure you a 17-year-old can do a lot of damage. Especially when he's calling you Mr. Hyde.
He wasn't there. All he did was call you Dr. Jekyll.
No, he did not. He called me Mr. Hyde.
Coming in.
He called me Mr. Hyde.
I mean, I've been called worse things than that.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
You stay calm.
It doesn't make it right.
You don't take the guy and shake him.
Well, miss, my feeling was that the young man had stepped over a line, had become dangerous. And
when he called you,
I don't think he was dangerous.
When he called you,
he
Mr.
was not dangerous.
Well, I believe.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, I've been
are
called.
You, are you going to make that? Are you
jerk.
Going to stand?
I've been called a jerk.
That's not
I
right.
I mean, I don't consider you know.
That
you
well,
just,
being called
you
a jerk
said
is
you goodbye.
Being called a jerk is not if to be called a bitch, but to be called Mr. Hyde. That means that he is thinking or planning somewhere in the next 48 hours. Some violent act.
I do not think so. You are going way overboard in your imagination. I'd be scared to hear you, actually.
This lady is an example, Phil, of what has happened to our society where you become so inured of this that you accept it. She has been called a bitch.
Very polite.
She's been called all kinds of names. She accepts it. She thinks it's nice.
Oh, my.
And I don't.
Oh, my.
And haven't you been called those names?
Yes, by my ex-husband.
Yeah, that's right, and you probably think it's funny, and you think it's funny. I don't, and if anybody called my wife a bitch, I can assure you that it would be many, many days before the police got any idea as to where they might start looking for him.
Wow.
Well, Bill, you know.
Wow. Man, dude.
What do you mean, man, dude?
Very angry.
What is that about?
If someone calls my wife a bitch, I can assure you that they'll have to sponge the DNA up.
Whoa, dude. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of names.
What is whoa, dude? I wanted to ask you. I've been meaning to ask. What is whoa, dude?
Sir, I'm just saying that that's a very, very violent and extreme, you know, response. You're right. It's not a good thing to call your wife a bitch. And any man that would call another man's wife bitch probably ought to get ready for something physical. Absolutely, okay?
Well, then what are you... Why would you find fault with me?
You just got done saying the police would have to be looking for the guy's body parts or something.
Bill, we live in a society where politeness has gone right out the window, and I don't let it happen, and I've written a book about it, and I hope and pray to God that people will read my book. When I stood there and I heard, after being called Dr. Jekyll all of my life, and I heard that punk, that dirty little punk, call me Mr. Hyde, then I realized... Now is the day. Today's the day. Today's the day I make my stand.
All right. Well, anyway, Mary, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. We're talking here with Chris Jekyll about losing civility, civilized behavior in the 21st century, and the fact that in his life he'd been called Dr. Jekyll so much from the time he was a kid all the way on up to the time he became an adult. That it became a sore spot, and when some neighborhood kid came to the door and said, "Hi, Mr. Jekyll or Dr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde home?" Apparently, he tried to throttle this kid, and this is why he wrote this book. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Here comes Michael Crozier now in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Southern California Edison officials
have
shot and killed two people at their office in Irwindale. Was an employee. L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant Holly Francisco says Andre Turner shot four people before killing himself.
All of the people involved in this were Southern California Edison employees.
Officials say 56-year-old Henry Serrano of Walnut and 53-year-old Robert Lindsay of Chino were killed in yesterday's shooting. Two other employees were taken to the hospital. One has apparently been released. KFI's The Talk Station with the most frequent traffic reports presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, Problems Downtown.
On the 10 East at Alameda, there's a multi-car and motorcycle crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic is going to be slow from Western Avenue. Also in downtown L.A., 101 North at Mission Road, there's an overturned car blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at the 5 and stays slow to Glendale Boulevard. 101 South is going to be slow from Highland Avenue to the 5. In Griffith Park, 5 South before Colorado, there's a two-car crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at the 134. In Boyle Heights, 10 East at Soto Street, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at the 5. In downtown LA, 110 North is slow between 3rd Street and the 101. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A man's been shot and killed by an L.A. County Sheriff's Transit Service deputy at an apartment building near Dodger Stadium. L.A. County Sheriff spokesman Steve Whitmore says the man was holding a gun and threatening firefighters who were at the scene to put out a fire.
Our deputy ordered him to, he responded and saw the man with the gun and ordered him to drop the gun several times. The man did not. He brandished the weapon and pointed it at the deputy, at which time the deputy fired.
And the man died at the hospital. Whitmore says the firefighters had to hide behind their truck while the man was waving his gun. It's unclear why the man was threatening the firefighters. Federal agents have raided a used car dealer in Tulsa, Oklahoma because of possible ties to terrorism. The feds say the dealership's been money laundering for Hezbollah. Rusty Payne with the U.S. Justice Department says the dealership is part of a network selling cars and drugs.
They're making big-time money, and the money is going right into weapons acquisition, terrorist training, recruiting, corruption, things needed to carry out terrorist acts across the world.
In the raid Friday morning, agents took documents, questioned employees, took inventory. The dealership is one of 30 operations around the country, the feds say are set up to raise money for terrorism. It's a record. Bell ringers.
Salvation Army volunteers around the country have beaten their own 36-hour record for nonstop bell ringing. 24 volunteers started at noon Thursday. At least six of them, including a volunteer in San Francisco, kept ringing away next to their red kettles this morning, 12 hours after the record was broken at midnight. The first record was set by a bell ringer in Spokane, Washington last year. They have to stand the whole time, no eating, no sleeping, and only get a bathroom break once every 4 hours. Salvation Army officials say their goal is to raise awareness for the kettle drive and obviously get more people to donate money this holiday season. Amy King, KFI News.
Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Bill Henry up next.
If you currently drive a Mercedes-Benz, listen to this incredible holiday offer. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. Lease a new Mercedes-Benz during our Fletcher Jones holiday event and get up to 8 monthly payments waived on your current lease. And check out the newly redesigned 2012 C250, considered the best value in its class, starting at just $349 per month. With over 750 vehicles to choose from, if we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. As a Fletcher Jones preferred owner, you'll receive 5-star luxury amenities, including our exclusive airport shuttle service, which can save thousands in parking fees for our customers. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73. We'll even deliver your new Mercedes-Benz anytime, anywhere, even on Christmas Eve.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
For complete details, call 888-849-0936.
This just into the KFI newsroom. U.S. military officials say the last of American troops have left Iraq, signaling the end of the war there. Your 50% chance of rain tonight into early tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s. Cloudy and cooler by tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Chance of rain back by Monday afternoon and into the evening, possibly into Tuesday. It's 54 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Get rewarded for spreading holiday cheer. Now through December 17th, head into Walmart and get a $40 gift card when you purchase the Nintendo 3DS system at a new low price of $169.96 MSRP. Actual prices may vary.
Shop Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, and remember that Jared has 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, so you're more likely to find that perfect timepiece or gift of jewelry. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. The SoCal Mini Dealers are offering some sweet deals right now. Lease the Mini Hard Top for just $199 a month or get 0% APR financing for up to 36 months on select 2012 Mini models and no payments for 90 days. And the bigger four-door Mini Countryman offers a starting MSRP under $23,000. But honestly, the real deal is to head in for a test drive. Take the large and in charge Countryman out for a spin or put your motoring skills to the test in the hardtop. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com to plan your test drive.
My name is Tony, and I had it all. A great wife, son, and prostate cancer. I went online for the experts and found City of Hope.
City of Hope has the largest program for prostate cancer in California. We saved Tony's life with an overall personalized treatment plan, including Da Vinci robotic surgery.
Everything's back to normal. I'm one lucky man.
If you have cancer, make us your first call at 800-826-HOPE or ask your doctor for a referral. At City of Hope, we live to cure cancer.
Gene Genie lives on his back.
Coast to Coast AM tonight at 10.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
Andrew Hutt.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI every Saturday night till 10 on Phil TV and HD on our website, philhenryshow.com. On the line with me, Chris Jekyll from the South Bay, talking to us about the book that he wrote called Losing Our Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 21st Century. It's ironic that you wrote the book, Chris, as the result of someone being impolite to you. Okay.
Well, I don't think it's ironic so much, Phil, as I think it's a I guess you could say it was a sign. It was a little kick from the Almighty to get me to sit down and write the book and to make it as clear as I could, to make it as concise as I could to people that have not experienced the time of gentility. And I don't mean gentility in a Victorian sense. I mean it in a good old-fashioned American sense of just politeness.
Yeah, but the incident of being called Mr. Hyde by a neighborhood kid and then giving him a concussion.
It was unfortunate, as I said. I think people could read into that I was extreme in my behavior. I don't think that I was, and I think that if you look at the abject insult of calling me Mr. Hyde, we have a thing in our society, Phil, called hate speech. It's a law that was passed to protect people from inflammatory or even a provocative kind of language that would create a violent atmosphere. And rightfully so. I think for black people and Jewish people. But what of a man who's been called Dr. Jekyll, ha-ha, all of his life, and then, hi, Dr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde there, while a wife and three daughters are asleep behind him on a Saturday morning, there isn't a cop for miles. What of that man? And where does he go to try to find protection, you know?
Well, okay, but there is a big difference, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, between being called Mr. Hyde and the N-word.
Oh, there absolutely is. Of course there is. No, no question. But for me personally, it's hate speech. And it's denigrating me to the level of the ape.
All right. 1-800-521-KFI. 1-800-521-534. Here is Julie in Garden Grove. Julie, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Chris Jekyll. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think this guy is crazy. I think you're crazy, guy. I've been called a lot of names, and I'm a mother of eight children. If it was my son that you did that to, I would have sued you. You would not be talking today.
Why would you put up with your son behaving that way? Why are you? And you've been called names. Do you see that you are?
If he was your neighbor,
uh-huh,
and you knew them,
yes.
Why didn't you call his mother?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you call his mother?
Well,
oh my God!
Uh-huh.
He's only 17.
Well, let me ask you. Why have you? And this is very typical now. Is it Julie that I'm speaking with, Bill?
It's Julie. Yes.
Julie, this is very typical
This
is very typical of women that have been called names and abused. You identify with your abuser, and you attack me. And I'm the one that wants to protect you from being called a loser.
I had the most wonderful husband,
uh-huh,
and he was very good to me and my children. And he was a Marine.
Who called you?
And he was very gentle and very nice. And even if somebody called me a name,
Who called you names? Who would call you names? Who? You tell me. And I would have, your husband might have been a Marine, but I can tell you I would have put the troops on Guadalcanal, you know.
Okay,
well,
that's fine.
Any kind of language.
All right. So, in other words, do you
off my back.
You don't think being called names, Julie, is right, though, do you?
I would never buy it.
Julie wants to call Julie. You want people to call you names? I don't think that's right. I don't think they should. And when that kid called me Hyde, I can guarantee you that's the last time he ever thought about calling me Mr. Hyde.
I know, but that was your neighbor's kid. That was your neighbor's kid.
And you know what? I bet you that dumb kid. I bet you that dumb kid never even read Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and didn't even know who it was.
Oh my gosh!
I bet you that's how stupid that kid was.
This is your neighbor? Yeah, we're talking about good neighborly. You were just saying good neighbors, and
of course I mean good neighbors, Phil.
But you were just talking about that, and now you're saying your neighbor's son. You give the kid a concussion.
I bet you that simple-minded clown doesn't even know who Robert Louis Stevenson was.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to him.
Well,
you're calling who names
I
now?
I said that simple.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, wait a minute. This kid came. He says, hey, Mr. Hyde, you know, and I said, well, you simple-minded clown, and I grabbed him by the throat because I won't put up with it.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Julie. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. As we talk here to Chris Jekyll about his book, which is the Loss of Civility, here's Greg in Phoenix. Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Jekyll. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Phil. First of all, there's two things I want to say. There's an old saying for kids that they use, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's one thing I want to tell them. And also, if you spend too much time in the Phoenix heat, you will go crazy, and I think your guest here has done just that.
I'm not in Phoenix. How does that feel? I'm not in, I wouldn't go to Phoenix if they paid me. I wouldn't go to Phoenix if you were gold-plated over there. That's what I think of Phoenix. This happened to me in California, and in California it shall stay. But I can assure you, had it happened to me in Phoenix, there's, as the man said, there's lots of holes in the desert.
Oh, boy. I tell you, man.
That's right. This guy, you hung on all that time to ask me that?
Sure I did. I think you're just making it up.
You know what? You hung on all that time just to ask me that. You simple-minded clown. I bet you get...
All right, enough of that simple-minded clown thing. Thank you very much, Greg, for your call. What is the, you know... You talk about civility, and then you turn around and you say there's a lot of holes in the desert.
The point that I'm making, Phil, it's very obvious that man called up to try to provoke me, and I think I even know who that man was. I recognized his voice.
So that doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference if we're talking about civil.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're talking about civility, and that guy calls from Phoenix. I know who he is, too. And he tries to get me into an argument with him. And I let him know there's a lot of holes in the desert.
And what does that mean exactly?
I don't believe that...
What does that mean, there's a lot of holes in the desert? I know what it means from the book Casino. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, if you read the book, then you know what I mean.
Okay, so that's talking about burying bodies in the desert. So on the one hand, we have a civility thing that you are pushing. On the other hand... You don't like it when someone calls you Hyde or when this guy calls up and gives you a hard time because you believe that violence is the answer.
I do not believe that violence is the answer, but if that is what someone would like you to address them with by using hate speech and calling me Hyde, which is a form of hate speech because my name is Jekyll, and it's not Dr. Jekyll, but you have to make that leap, that logical leap from just my name being Chris Jekyll to Dr. Jekyll, and then finally to the Mr. Hyde appellation, if you will, then that becomes the impetus for a violent act.
1-800-521-KFI, the impetus for a violent act. Boy, I've seen a lot of things that have started things that are violent. Here is David in Temecula. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to this show for a long time, and I've been listening to a lot of talk shows, but this guy is insane. This guy is definitely off his rocker. And I just want to say, you know, I've seen a lot of people.
Why don't you say Baba Booey or something like that? That would be a much, much better a way of...
Let me deal with the phone call, okay?
Well, that gentleman, again, Mr. Andrew, you're not controlling your program because...
Let me deal with my calls, if you don't mind.
Yes, but
Let me deal. Don't interrupt and tell people what they should or shouldn't be doing. Let me deal with it. Now we're running out of time here, so what I have to do is take a break. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876, excuse me, that's our national number, 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534.
Well, you went back to two different phone numbers from two different shows, and you...
Would you just hang up on him for a minute? 1-800-520-1KFI, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on a very special holiday edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, we'll talk about all of the holiday roundup stories, what's wrong with the broken Santa Clauses, and why nine people in their pajamas are going to decide who the next president will be. Plus, the nine news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
This holiday season, nothing says I love you like nine airbags, 4MATIC all-wheel drive, and a brake assist system. All found in the 2012 M-Class, available now for just $5.99 a month. Oh, and a pre-safe active safety system that prepares occupants for an impending accident. That says you're pretty special, too. Come into the Mercedes-Benz winter event now and get the Mercedes-Benz you've always dreamed of for a price you never dreamed possible. See your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer about the 2012 ML350 4MATIC, part of the Mercedes-Benz lineup, the youngest and freshest in the luxury car class. Now available for a lease price of only $5.99 a month for 30 months, with $4,894 due at signing. But hurry, offers end January 3rd. The Mercedes-Benz winter event. May all your holiday wishes come true.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively. The Mercedes-Benz Financial Services of participating dealers through January 3rd, 2012. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the war in Iraq is over, and the 60 freeway is all open. Traffic presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, Crash Downtown.
That's the 10 East at Alameda. There's a multi-car crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slow from the 110 in downtown L.A. 101 North at Mission Road. There's an overturned car blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at the 5 and stay slow to Glendale Boulevard. 101 South is going to be slow from Highland Avenue to the 5. In Boyle Heights, 10 East at Soto Street. There's a crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at the 5. In Griffith Park, 5 South before Colorado, there's a two-car crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at the 134. And in Culver City, 405 South, is slow between Sawtelle and the 90. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Smart and Final. I'm David Penson.
The SoCal Mini Dealers are offering some sweet deals right now. Lease the Mini Hardtop for just $199 a month or get 0% APR financing for up to 36 months on select 2012 Mini models and no payments for 90 days. And the bigger four-door Mini Countryman offers a starting MSRP under $23,000. But honestly, the real deal is to head in for a test drive. Take the large and in charge Countryman out for a spin or put your motoring skills to the test in the hardtop. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com to plan your test drive.
The Epson Workforce Pro printer is the world's fastest two-sided inkjet printer. It's fast. We're talking a cheetah with a rocket booster strapped to its back fast. And not only is it fast, it's budget-friendly too, saving you on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Run your business at full speed for less. The blistering fast, cost-efficient Epson Workforce Pro. Epson. Built to perform.
Find great deals on an Epson Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, BestBuy.com, and Epson.com.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices are going up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum, and set in size while you watch. Diamond anniversary bands are $129. 1-carat diamond and sapphire sets are $69. 100-inch pearl strands are just $29. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000. That's 714-542-9000. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
That's the sound of a fuse burning. As long as it's burning, there's still time to get to the BMW Mission to Drive sales event on now at your local BMW center. While you can, take advantage of an up to $2,500 credit toward a new BMW. Those are real sparks. Test drive any model from the legendary lineup, including the all-new 6 Series, featured in the new movie Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, in theaters this December. Technologically advanced and fuel efficient, every BMW earns the title the ultimate driving machine. That fuse is burning down remarkably fast. Take advantage of this immediately, as the $2,500 credit will soon self-destruct. There. I made it with 2 inches of fuse to spare. Don't cut it that close. Come in today.
Hurry into the BMW Mission to Drive sales event today for an up to $2,500 credit towards a new 2012 BMW. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600.
This year, get close for the holidays at the Hotel Del Coronado. Book a room and enjoy free skating by the sea with their Silver Bells packages. Now is the perfect time to experience San Diego's winter wonderland. Visit HotelDel.com or call 800-HOTEL-DEL.
Celebrate this season with savings from Smart & Final. Through December 27th, get a Farmer John spiral sliced whole or half ham for just $1.47 per pound with a $25 minimum purchase. See store for details and restrictions. Smart & Final, a holiday tradition since 1871.
The headlines are everywhere. The story is here.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
World famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. We have our news and information hour coming up next. Probably just in time. We have with us here, and no offense, Chris, but a lot of what we're talking about here.
The just in time comment was what I just heard you say there, Phil.
Well, a lot about what we're talking here, civility, and yet you're saying when someone's rude to you, there's a lot of holes in the desert. You grabbed a kid and throttled him. How is that civil?
No, you're not asking the question in the right order. You have to ask the question in the right order. The question is, why did you call this man Mr. Hyde when all he had behind him, you know that he is going to look to protect his home. And
well, you when that kid called you Mr. Hyde, you began referring to the fact you had a wife and daughter and your daughters are sleeping in the house. You have to protect your home. Why did that appear to you to be some kind of a threat?
Because the young man had taken this from what had been a good-natured comment about, hello, Dr. Jekyll, and hey, there goes Dr. Jekyll, and what are you brewing up today in your laboratory, Dr. Jekyll? Those things are going to grate on you. They're going to become wearying. There isn't quite as quick a skip in your step in the afternoon as you keep hearing it. Maybe you're walking home a little slower and the world is weighing on you a little heavier as each and every day the Dr. Jekylls and what are you brewing up in your laboratory jokes just weigh on you like you're carrying a bag of bricks. But when he said, where's Mr. Hyde, now he had taken it to a level above and beyond just making my day longer. Now he wanted to see if he couldn't take some kind of an assault on the fort. And that is just by way of the assault on the fort is not just my home, but the females in my home. And
now you're talking about a guy who wants to come in and attack your wife and your daughters because he's called you Mr. Hyde, and that's what I'm wondering about. That's
you cannot possibly understand unless you are a man who has been. Your name is Jekyll, and you've been called Dr. Jekyll until you can't even get out of bed in the morning. Do you understand what I mean? When you can't even, you don't even want to get out of bed in the morning because you know it's going to be one Dr. Jekyll joke after the next? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right there. See, right? Okay. I understand that's derisive.
Okay, but, you know, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the okay of a man who doesn't understand what you're saying. Here is Stan in Pasadena. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Stan, with Chris Jekyll. Go ahead, please.
Hey, yeah.
I said okay.
Police report filed, right?
Say that again. We didn't hear you.
You said there was a police report filed when you grabbed this young man?
Yes, there was. Absolutely.
Okay, so what happened? Were you arrested?
No, I was not. No, I was not. Not after
okay,
I told the police what happened. Why wasn't I? Because I wasn't in the wrong. That's why I wasn't.
Okay, and my second point is if
that's not
I
a point.
That
was a question.
Father,
you weren't making a point. You were asking a question.
Okay, fine. Let the man make his points.
Okay, so my point is if it was my son that did that for whatever reason, and you grabbed my son, I would come over to your house and I would do three times worse than anything you could possibly imagine doing to that young man.
You can fantasize all you want. That's all well and good. But I'm saying what you should have done is taught that boy not to use the word Mr. Hyde.
Okay, so, and you write a book about stability and you grab
No, I didn't write a book about stability. I wrote a book about civility.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
I'm wondering
yes,
why that young
They're
man,
two different words.
Father didn't come over there and break into your house and beat you up.
Well, he probably would have gone to jail. Or maybe he's afraid of me. Did you
okay,
think
Okay, well, you should have gone to jail because that's assault on a juvenile.
Oh, well, that's neither here nor there. A juvenile can be assaulted if he is threatening your home, and that's what he was doing.
I don't see the threat. If he says to you that Mr. Hyde...
He threatened my home. And this man doesn't have any information. Do you think some 17-year-old can break into your house and you're not allowed to assault him? What are you smoking?
That's not...
And whatever it is that you're smoking,
not,
I'd like to have
assault.
I'd like to have a little bit.
Wait a minute.
That's not a threat at all because he called you a name.
That's what I'm asking. He called you Mr. Hyde.
I told you. Am I talking into an empty... Is this a dead phone? Are there dead men on the end of this phone? I'm saying...
No, there's two living
not.
Men.
I'm very, very alive and well.
All right, good. Then
there, and I am, too.
All right, fine. Then listen. I said, if your name is Jekyll and someone calls you, hey, Mr. Hyde, wink, wink, that's hate speech.
Okay, so, well, you know what? You can go ahead and keep doing that, but eventually you're going to run into a man like me and you're going to be put in one of those holes in the desert that you keep talking about.
Well, I don't think so. You sound like you're small. You've got a little high-pitched voice. How tall are you? 5'1".
You know something.
I'm 6'1".
In your dreams. Now, I am very formidable. You can tell by my low voice. I'm big, broad, deep.
Really? You
you're
sound,
really,
you
really,
about,
you think
you,
that's funny, don't you,
you
Henry?
About 4'8", about 75 pounds right now.
I think it's funny, you know, that...
This guy sounds like he's about 5'1" and a 130.
You know what? You're gonna be surprised if you.
Well, listen to him laugh. Oh, listen to the laughter. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's just funny to me because you're actually very delusional to me because you can go.
Well, how do you know that I'm not bigger than you? How do you know that? Excuse me. How do you know I'm not? How do you know I'm not bigger than you and that I couldn't just take you apart? How do you know that?
It doesn't matter.
No man exists. Talk about delusional.
So you're going to piss off enough, small or not, that's going to come and handle you like you want to handle juveniles.
So talk about delusional.
Are you handling
little boys? Hearing what the man's saying? If you attack someone's family, it doesn't matter how big you are, the guy's going to come after you.
Talk about delusional, and he just admitted he's 5'1".
It doesn't make any difference. You didn't hear what he said. If you talk about taking on someone's family...
What do you think was happening at my front door with my wife and daughter sleeping behind me, and Stan's kid is standing there saying, hey, Mr. Hyde, how's it hanging? Wink, wink. I can assure you, Stan. And I'll bet you've been in a lot of fights with the name Stan, haven't you? Hey, where's Ollie? Where's Ollie?
I've been in my... Yeah. Okay, is Ollie there? So you're doing to me exactly what that kid did to you.
Exactly.
No, wait, it doesn't matter to me.
No, hey,
because
Ollie.
I'm a mature enough man not to get upset about it, but some
does
kid
anybody ever call
you a name.
Well, I want to ask you, does anyone ever come
up
to you and
go... How old are you?
See, now you're acting like a child.
He did it to me.
Exactly. I would laugh at your ignorance and turn my back on you and walk away.
See, I could do... God, I hate you. I hate both of you.
No, you're actually proving my point.
He just hung up.
That you're a dumb, ignorant man.
He hung up, Stan. Listen, thank you very much. Thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it very much.
All right, thank you.
I will be back next hour with the News and Information Hour. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, December 17th.
And clear.
You don't need an open fire to roast your chestnuts. Just 50,000 watts. Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
The Iraq War is done. I'm Michael Froese. The U.S. military says the last American troops have left Iraq as the nearly 9-year war ends. Soldiers whooped, bumped fists, embraced each other as the final convoy rolled across the border into neighboring Kuwait today as the day broke on Sunday. Caltrans officials say all lanes of the 60 freeway are now open, 3 days after a shutdown was forced by a huge tanker truck fire that left an overpass badly damaged. Officials say repairs were finished. The 10-mile stretch of the Pomona Freeway linking L.A. to its eastern suburbs is now open. The reopening brings an end to 3 super bad days of traffic for commuters and around-the-clock labor for highway crews. Wednesday's tanker truck fire torched an overpass on the freeway in Montebello. Caltrans had to tear down half that bridge, carefully dismantle parts of the other side after asbestos and phone lines were discovered inside. The westbound side will close again Sunday night and for the next 3 overnights as crews demolish and clean up the rest of the bridge. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event.
In Sherman Oaks on the 405 North before the 101, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Ventura Boulevard. In Boyle Heights, 10 East at Soto Street, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at the 5 and stays slow to the 710. In downtown L.A., 10 East at Alameda, there's a multi-car crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slow from Western Avenue. In Griffith Park, 5 South before Colorado, good news, that earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic has recovered. Also in downtown L.A., 101 North at Mission, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic has recovered. 101 South is still slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Police say they're trying to figure out why a Southern California Edison employee shot 4 co-workers, killing 2 of them before committing suicide. Officials say 48-year-old Andre Turner was an Edison employee. Edison CEO Ted Craven says yesterday's shootings at the San Gabriel Valley corporate complex in Irwindale were a shock to everyone.
And this company's been around for 125 years. It really feels like a family. It operates like a family.
Henry Serrano and Robert Lindsay were killed in the shootings. 2 people were taken to the hospital. 1 has been released. Edison is offering emergency counseling to all of its employees. The payroll tax cuts have been extended into 2012. President Obama says Congress made the right decision today by approving the cuts, especially during the holiday season.
I'm very pleased to see the work that the Senate has done. While this agreement is for 2 months, it is my expectation. In fact, it would be inexcusable for Congress not to further extend this middle-class tax cut for the rest of the year.
Senate passed legislation today extending the Social Security payroll tax cut and jobless benefits for just 2 months. It also brought an end to a year-long battle over spending by passing a trillion-dollar-plus catch-all budget bill that wraps together the day-to-day budgets for 10 cabinet departments and military operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan, although Iraq's now done. The House passed the measure yesterday, and the White House has signaled that Obama will sign that. Senator John Barrasso says Republicans want President Obama to okay the Keystone XL oil pipeline project. The project is a 1,700-mile pipeline from Canada to Texas.
Keystone would allow us to transport 700,000 barrels of oil a day from our northern neighbor, Canada, to refineries in the United States. Having a steady source of energy from our friend and ally here would make us less dependent on energy from the volatile Middle East. And that is good for America.
The project's been criticized by environmental groups, but language added to the current payroll tax cut extension requires the president make a quicker decision on the project in 60 days rather than waiting until after the 2012 election. Stuck in the chimney, but not just because it's Christmas. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Tim Conway Jr. here from my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car, so when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA.
Google it.
MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
An 18-year-old in Stockton was breaking curfew, so he didn't want to get in trouble, so he tried to sneak into the house unnoticed. That's sneaking. But he didn't try to go through the door. He didn't try to go through the window. Hey, it's Christmas time. What do? You go Santa Claus style through the chimney. Yeah, he got stuck. Firefighters had to pull him out.
Poor deal, man.
He wasn't hurt. He was dumb. Wasn't hurt. Southline weather from KFI. Any rain out there this evening will eventually go away by early to mid-morning tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s temperature-wise. Then tomorrow by the afternoon, partly cloudy skies and a little bit cooler. Around 60 at the beaches, mid-60s metro LA, Orange County, maybe around 70 in the valleys. Any chance of rain will come back Monday afternoon into the evening, possibly into Tuesday. Right now in Fullerton, 60. Ladera Ranch, 59. Gardena, 60. Diamond Bar, 55 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
World famous Phil Hendry show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio as we bust into our news and information hour here. And it is, where are we, man? What is this? December, right?
Yeah. Another 2 weeks.
Another two? No, it isn't, man. Christmas is next week, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Christmas is next week. Well,
it's what is the date, man? You know, I'll tell you, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I'll never forget it. 2 years ago, I was as happy as a pig in slop. 2 years ago, I was just, you know, going through my life, smoking two packs a day, and loving life. You know, I had this going on, that going on, nothing that I'd like to mention on the air. You know how it is. And
I know what you're talking about, too.
Well, great, and you can shut up about it, too. I was just doing so peachy dandy that you wouldn't even believe it. I was just, you know, kind of just moving along, man. I'm having a good time doing a radio show and whatever else was going on. And the next thing you know, I get slammed to the pavement of life with this swine flu and then pneumonia. And then I'm in the hospital. And then, man, I didn't feel human for months. All of a sudden. And it was within 1 week. It was 2 years ago. And the reason why I bring that up is I gave up smoking cigarettes 2 years ago on December the 26th. So I'm coming up on my second year anniversary. Go.
Yay.
All right, stop. Now, I'm only bringing that up because when you give up cigarettes, it's a momentous thing. I don't expect anybody else to do it. I'm not a reformed smoker. I don't go around waving smoke out of my face. I don't ask people to give up the cigarettes when they're in my presence. I don't get out of the smoking section if somebody happens to light up and I happen to mistakenly find myself there. In other words, I don't engage in any of that obnoxious and provocative behavior that non-smokers who do engage in, you know, are looking to, you know, start something. They really are. Or either that or they're stupid. But I don't do any of that stuff. All I say is I have been off these things for 2 years, and I got off them after smoking from the time I was 14 until the time I was 57.
That's 43 years.
That's 43 years, yeah. That's 43 years, Jack. That's longer than a lot of people have been alive, so I gave them up, and I'm not sorry that I did. Now, the thing that happened, I gave them up at the time in my life. I was like 57. I gave them up. Well, when you quit smoking at that age, you're going to put on some weight, and I did. I put on a lot of weight, and it was only that following summer that I went, oh, geez, man, I got to get this under control, you know, and I did. I've kind of, you know, it's been hard, but I mean, now you wouldn't believe the slop that I eat.
I know. I wouldn't eat the slop you eat in a million years.
the slop you eat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I would never eat it.
I wouldn't want you to eat it. I'm eating stuff now. It's not slop. I mean, I said slop.
Yeah, but what's that one slop you eat?
What do you mean one slop that I eat? What are you talking about?
There's the one slop that get... It's slop.
Yeah, it's like it's in the bowl.
It's called Kashi cereal. Slop, huh? Well...
It is slop.
Sort of. But I... nothing against Kashi, but... Yeah, I do. I eat that stuff. I eat salmon. I take... man, you wouldn't even believe me. Salmon and fish oil and salad and fruit and slop. I mean, Kashi. That's it. That's all. And that's what I've been eating for months. And I don't even mind that, you know. I don't mind that. But, boy, dropping the weight has been a son of a gun. I think I got to go to Plan B, and that means actually going out and moving, which...
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, but I didn't think they were serious. So I guess I'm going to have to go out and start jogging or some jazz like that. But 2 years in December, off the smokes. Now, you know, I didn't think that that would happen. I, honest to God, it took pneumonia. It took something like that. Thank God it wasn't lung cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you'd be dead, man.
I'd be dead. You know, some people, they only give up smoking when a guy says they got lung cancer, and then they're dead anyway, you know? So they wind up like that, like some of those actors. Remember that guy, Yul Brynner? He did a speech on TV as he's dying of lung cancer. Don't smoke. Too late for you, man. I mean, you know, with all due respect. I don't need that, you know? So I was lucky. I got pneumonia, which you recover from. But I, and Christopher Hitchens just died from esophagus cancer, and he was 62, and that cat smoked. He said that he loved cigarettes so much there wasn't anything, life wasn't worth living. I think he made some comment like that.
He said you can't have a good drink or nothing.
Yeah, he said you can't enjoy food, booze, or sex, something like that, without a cigarette, and so therefore you got to have cigarettes. And he wound up, the poor man, and he was a brilliant writer, great writer, loved his stuff, but he's gone. And who's left? Phil Hendry. Yul Brynner, gone. Christopher Hitchens, gone.
Yeah, what about Charlton Heston?
What about Charlton Heston?
Don't he die from cancer?
I don't know what he died from. Don't start bringing up guys. I don't know. But here I am, so I'm going to have to do something with my life between now and whenever that's, you know, worth something really cool, you know.
Well, you're doing a really good show. That's worth it.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Robert, but no, I got to do something more. I mean, the radio show, but I got to do something more than the radio show. I got to make this more than a radio show. I have to make this a religion. How about that? All right, anyway, so on the 26th, 2 years, so what I said was this. I said, now, if I get to 6 months, that will tie the records that I set in 1999. And I made it to 6 months. I said, if I get to a year, that will tie the record that I set in sometime in my mid-20s. I actually gave up smoking cigarettes for a year when I was around 24, 25. Once I pass that 1 year anniversary, it's all new territory, and I passed that a year ago. And from that point on, I'm setting new and more world's records here with the cigarette thing. I can't see myself going back to them. There have been times when I thought, that the hell, you know.
You might as well just have one.
Yeah, I mean, there have been times when I thought, the hell, who cares? I'm going to have a cigarette. You know, I'm not going to get the... Now I get my flu shot, my pneumonia shot, like every other old man, so... no, man, I ain't going to smoke any cigarettes anymore. Heck with that. Who needs that, you know? I don't need it. Man, I was like, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars every week on cartons of cigarettes. And, you know, so it's 2 years like December the 26th. Man, I don't ever want to be that sick again, I'll tell you that, mentally or physically. Anyway, welcome back to our News and Information Hour here. Later on, we may have a visit from sports blogger Jerry Sugar on the Kobe Bryant, Vanessa Bryant situation. You know, Vanessa Bryant has filed for divorce. It's not a big piece of news. I mean, marriages, you know, go that way, unfortunately. In their marriage, there was some admitted infidelity, and we all know about Kobe Bryant's 2003 problem there in, was it 2003? Yeah, where he was in, you know, accused of sexual assault. But Jerry's going to be with us to talk about all of that and the fact that even with all of that, maybe Vanessa Bryant ought to cool it because she could be ruining the Lakers' chances for a championship, you know.
You serious about that, man? I mean, the marriage more important?
Well, one would think. One would think. Divorcing Kobe Bryant linked to Kim Kardashian's best friend, Carla DeBello. Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant is being linked in unconfirmed reports to one of Kim Kardashian's best friends, Carla DiBello. Now, that sounds like a suspect name, doesn't it?
Yeah, very, yeah, like a gangster or something.
Probably. But anyway, I doubt it. Several websites are claiming that DiBello has been on close terms with the millionaire athlete for the last couple of years, according to Radar Online. Some note that she's been spotted courtside at Laker games, leaving his apartment at 3 a.m. No, I'm kidding. Carla is one of 31-year-old Kardashian's closest friends and is also a producer of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kourtney and Kim Take New York, and anything else having to do with the Kardashians. She travels around the world. She's got all kinds of money. Kobe's got all kinds of money. They're good-looking. What more do they need?
Boy, Tingle's pretty built, too.
Okay, bud, thank you very much. Hey, she's pretty built, too. I got it, man.
Shut up, man.
So, you know, Kobe, who can blame you, man? Doesn't the recession touch these people? I guess not. So that's also part of what's happening. So maybe we'll talk with Jerry here in a moment. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, online at philhenryshow.com. Our news and information hour continues in a moment here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the fabulous Lisa Ann Walter Show, Douchebag of the Week and Stupid News Sunday.
Lisa Ann Walter, tomorrow at 4.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
This is the sound of Kate depositing checks.
Oh, yeah, those reports will be done in 5.
This is the sound of Felton depositing checks.
Hello, this is Felton.
This is the sound of Simon depositing checks.
Thank you. Your order will ship out today.
Chase brings the bank to your business with a quick deposit check scanner. Deposit checks into your Chase business checking account at any time without having to leave the office, which speeds up cash flow and gives you more time to get everything else done. Whether that's talking to suppliers,
hello,
finishing reports,
here you go,
or finally launching the company
website.
Keep
on keeping on.
We are online, people.
Sign up now and get a Chase quick deposit scanner for free. Stop into a branch or go to chase.com/businessquickdeposit to learn more. More convenient business banking. Take a step forward and chase what matters.
Well, Phil, I think,
subject to approval, monthly service fees apply. 2-year service agreement
required
and cancellation fees apply. See bank for details. JP Morgan Chase Bank, a member of FDIC.
Well, Phil, I think
this is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, the shooter and the two killed in yesterday's shootings in Irwindale have been identified. And a man waving a gun at firefighters has been shot and killed. Traffic presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, Crash Downtown.
On the 10 East at the 110, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Vermont Avenue in Sherman Oaks, 405 North before the 101. We have a crash that has all lanes blocked now except the carpool lane. Traffic slows at Ventura Boulevard in Boyle Heights. 10 East at Soto Street, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at the 5. In South LA, 110 North is going to be slow between 37th Street and Exposition Boulevard. In Norwalk, the 5 South is slow between Pioneer Boulevard and Firestone Boulevard. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Martinelli's. I'm David Penson.
Yellow.
Celebrate this season with savings from Smart & Final. Through December 27th, stock up and save on 12-can packs of Coke or Diet Coke. Get 4 packs for only $12 plus CRV when you buy 4. Limit 4 total. Smart & Final, a holiday tradition since 1871.
Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider is the perfect choice for holiday gatherings. Martinelli's is non-alcoholic, festive like champagne, and tastes great because it's made from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from concentrate. Martinelli's, a family tradition since 1868.
Here's a special holiday gift for anyone buying a new Mercedes-Benz for Fletcher Jones Motorcars. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Do you own a BMW, Audi, Lexus, or other select luxury vehicle? Purchase a new Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motorcars and receive a credit up to $4,000 on select models. And check out the newly redesigned 2012 C250, considered the best value in its class, starting at just $349 per month. We'll not only give you a great trade-in allowance, we can also pay off your vehicle, no matter how much you owe. But hurry, this special opportunity ends December 31st. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73. We'll even deliver your new Mercedes-Benz anytime, anywhere, even on Christmas Eve. And from our family to yours, have a safe and happy holiday season.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
For complete details, call 888-849-0936.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called Four Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. Four ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600.
I can't stop scratching. My scalp's so itchy and dry.
That's your clue. It could be your shampoo. Finally, two Celsin Blue shampoos that target your itchy, dry scalp due to dandruff. Celsin Blue Itchy Dry Scalp with a strong itch fighter plus five hydrating moisturizers. And Celsin Blue Naturals Itchy Dry Scalp with eight intensive moisturizers and botanicals. Both target the source of scalp itch and leave hair healthy.
Smells great, too.
Got a clue? Get the Blue. Celsin Blue Itchy Dry Scalp Shampoos. Use as directed.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com. Keyword calendar. We
Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI. More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're with you every Saturday night until 10. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. If you want to join us weeknights, we're on KTLK AM 1150 till 1 o'clock. And it's been an interesting show. We have news, as you know, of Kobe Bryant, his wife Vanessa. They're filing for divorce. I don't like these stories. I know that they're important to talk about because you know, it's about celebrity, and that seems to get people's engines gunned. But it's a pretty sad day, I think, you know, when a marriage goes south. But according to the story here, and, you know, let's go to Great Britain for all of our news about L.A. Anyway, it was the first one that came up. This is the Mail Online. Divorcing Kobe Bryant linked to Kim Kardashian's best friend, Carla DeBello. Lake superstar Kobe Bryant has been linked. Did I call him Soupstar?
Yeah, you call him Soupstar. Yeah, I don't think you said super.
Laker superstar Kobe Bryant has been linked to unconfirmed reports. The superstar would be who? That would be whoever did that. I think Mean Joe Green did the...
Did Progresso.
Anyway, several websites are claiming that DeBello 27, Mean Joe Green, has been on close terms with the millionaire athlete for last... What does that mean, close terms? I mean, either you're, you know... So, Carla, maybe she's a confidant, huh? That's a great friend to have when you're married, man, as another woman. Carla is one of 31-year-old Kardashian's closest friends, is also a producer on Keeping Up. I think that if I were Vanessa Bryant and, you know, my husband was friends with a friend of Kim Kardashian and she was a producer of that show and she was in the whole, the Kardashian clan was involved, I'd feel real comfortable about that. She was also Steve Wynn's assistant at his luxury hotel casino at the same of the same name in Las Vegas, but she couldn't work her way in anything there. So she, so she's now producing a show. Meanwhile, TMZ are reporting that because they don't talk too good there in England, TMZ are reporting that Kobe is worth much less than the $400 million. How about that? He's worth much less than the $400 million. He's only worth $150 million. Still a small fortune, but with a divorce settlement looming, every dollar will count as Kobe prepares. Look, that guy's not going to be worth $400 million unless he's really done some smart things with his money, and it's entirely possible, but Magic Johnson, he ain't. So,
Talking about Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson made all that money in the movie theaters. Yeah, Magic Johnson made a lot of dough. Magic is a smart man. He's a good businessman. And he's made quite a bit of money. And there are, you know, athletes that do that. You know, they're not complete morons like that Jack Ball there in Chicago. Who's that guy? You know, that...
Sam Hurd. That guy's an idiot. He's going to sell cocaine. What an idiot.
Man.
You said that perfect, man.
What are you laughing about?
Just the way you said it, man.
That guy's an idiot. But you're right, bud. You know, you're right. He's an idiot. Just the way you said it. I don't know.
He is an idiot.
There's no question he's an idiot. This is a guy. He's 26 years old. He signed a three-year deal with the Bears before the season for, all right, 3 years, $5.15 million. Okay. Maybe it ain't NBA money. God knows it's not baseball money. We get it. It's football money. It's not fair. I agree. Football players, my God, they run the risk of killing themselves every time they step on a football field, but it's 16 games, blah, blah, whatever. So this guy's got 3 years. He's got $5 million. Now, with $5 million, you can make some things happen. You can make life happen for you. But this guy, I'll bet you money, he hasn't got much by way of education. I don't know. I haven't even. Maybe he's got a degree. I doubt it. If he's got a degree and he's doing this. But a lot of these guys, they come out of college to play ball, and they never really finish their degree. So now they are sitting there, and they're, okay, I got football. And then after football, they're not asking themselves, a wide receiver in the NFL, how many years has he got? Look, forget, you know, there's only one Jerry Rice. And there's only, you know, Jerry Rice played until he was 40, whatever.
You can play till you're 40, though.
If you're Jerry Rice, yeah, you know.
Not everybody Jerry Rice.
So let's say the average guy in the NFL who plays wide receiver is, if you're maybe, what, late 20s? Tops. So that gives you, let's call it 8-9 years. You got 8-9 years, man, to make the sunshine, baby. You got 8-9 years to make something happen, and then that's it. Then you're on to the second part of your marvelous life. That's when these guys really start to lose their minds, because all of a sudden they met that cheerleader or the movie star or whoever. They're married to her. They got now two or three kids. Now they haven't got a gig. Now their wife's making all the bread. If they're lucky, she's a fashion model. She's this, she's that. And he's sitting there on his ass every day watching TV. And he didn't know what to do. And some of these guys, well, I got to do something. So what's he going to do? I know what I'll do. I'll hook up with some of my friends from the old date or whatever and you know, live the life of crime that maybe at one time tempted them. So this guy Heard has decided he's going to set up a cocaine, according to the Federals, a cocaine ring or some sort of a cocaine distribution syndicate in Chicago. And the indictment was issued and the arrest was for Dallas. So the investigation commenced in Dallas. Now, he played for Dallas. So I don't know how far this thing goes, you know.
You're saying that maybe he was doing it in Dallas?
That's what it seems like to me. Anyway, now the guy's under arrest. I don't know whether they, what they got, what, you know, of course there's always, you know, hope springs eternal. Maybe they made a mistake. Maybe he's not guilty. Maybe he didn't do it. You know, it's all possible. But the fact is, if he did, and if it is, and if they did, you know, it's over, man. It's over. Just one more guy right down the rat hole, you know, for that. All right, let's get on the line here from Las Vegas is Jerry Sugar, Sugar Sports Line. And Jerry, you know, I don't want to talk too much about this Sam Hurd situation, but let's get into, I do want to talk about the Bryants. What do you know about that?
Well, the Bryant situation is this. Vanessa Bryant filed for divorce in Orange County. Vanessa Bryant cited irreconcilable differences with Kobe Bryant. And Vanessa Bryant, Bill, is wearing about $4 million on her hand. Vanessa Bryant is the beneficiary of a pretty good life. The way we see it on our byline and what we reported in our blog and what we're going to continue to report over the weekend is that Vanessa Bryant, at the beginning of a championship season where Kobe Bryant needs to have as little background static as possible in the Laker effort to win another NBA title, she has decided to file for divorce. And I think she's done this on purpose to create this background static, to create a situation where he can't get his head together and play the kind of basketball the Lakers going to need him to play. I think Vanessa Bryant owes Kobe Bryant, Bill, as I said in my blog. And I think that if you were to sit down and write out all the things that she owes him as opposed to what he owes her, I think it would come out very heavy on the side of Kobe Bryant being owed. And I know this from experience because when I was married, I sat down as my wife was packing to leave, as a matter of fact, and it all came down within about a 48-hour period for me. It was a real shock. But I did. I sat down and I spent all night and a good part of the next morning listing everything she owed me. She got up once. She was sawing logs the whole night. Got up once, got water, went back to bed, kept on sawing logs. I worked until 10 a.m. getting this list of what she owed me. And by the time I walked into the bedroom to give it to her, she was gone. Apparently, she'd left an hour before. The garage door was still open, and she'd taken one of the SUVs. So
what's the moral of that story?
Well, is, I mean, I had a list of what she owed me, but the problem is she'd already left. So, you know.
So she left and you couldn't give it to her.
That's exactly right. What I'm suggesting that Kobe Bryant do is that he give this list to Vanessa Bryant, remind her what she owes him, and that there's an NBA championship season on the line, and that she had just better play this a little bit more softly and more fairly, and let things play out, because the $4 million on her hand.
All right, well, you're talking all about Lakers and Kobe Bryant. I got to take a break. Hold on, Jerry. We're going to break here. Jerry Sugar from Sugar Sportsline in Las Vegas about the Bryant divorce and more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio now. Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thanks, sir. Officials say a man who shot four people, killed two at a Southern California Edison office before turning the gun on himself, was an Edison employee.
Oh,
LA County coroner's identified the shooter today as Andre Turner from Riverside. Officials say Henry Serrano, Robert Lindsay were killed in yesterday's shootings in Irwindale. The sheriff's department says a man and a woman whose names have not been released were taken to the hospital. Man has apparently been released. Cops have not released information on a possible motive. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, Problems Sherman Oaks.
That's on the 405 North before the 101. There's a crash that has all lanes blocked except the carpool lane. Emergency crews are on the scene in that area. Traffic's going to be jammed from Getty Center. In downtown L.A., 10 East at the 110, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Vermont Avenue. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow between Highway 2 and Echo Park Avenue. 101 North is slow between the 110 and Echo Park Avenue. In Los Angeles, the 5 North is slow between Main Street and Broadway. And in Covina, the 10 East is slow between Holt Avenue and the mall. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A man who was pointing a gun at firefighters responding to a fire at an apartment building near Dodger Stadium has been shot and killed.
One of our Transit Service Bureau deputies was driving back to the Metrolink building and was flagged down by L.A. City Fire, saying there was a man with a gun.
L.A. County Sheriff spokesman Steve Whitmore says the man was threatening firefighters and was asked several times by the deputy to put the gun down. He pointed the gun at the deputy. That's when he was shot. Firefighters had to hide behind their trucks while the man was waving his gun. It's not clear why he was threatening the firefighters. A meat packer from Nebraska has recalled more than 40,000 pounds of ground beef products distributed in 16 states, including California. The USDA Food Safety Service says Tyson 10-pound chubs of Chuck fine ground beef may be contaminated with E. coli. Officials say consumers should thoroughly cook your ground beef at 160 degrees. The Senate has voted to temporarily avert a January 1st payroll tax increase and jobless benefits cutoff. The measure forces President Obama to also make an election year choice between unions and environmentalists over whether to build an oil pipeline through the heart of the country from Canada to Texas. The action set up a House vote on Monday on the legislation. The Salvation Army volunteers around the U.S. have beaten their own 36-hour record for continuous handbell ringing without food or sleep. Six of them were still ringing away this morning, more than 12 hours after the record was broken Friday. Officials say the contest began Thursday with 24 bell-ringing volunteers. The goal was to raise awareness about the Red Kettle donation drive and encourage giving over the holidays. The forecast, much more world-famous. Phil Hendry, up next.
Oh, no.
Good day, drivers. As we speak, a world-renowned group of performance specialists are preparing to launch an event of epic proportions.
Not good.
Your mission, if you should choose to accept it, is to take full advantage of the situation. Codename, the BMW Mission to Drive sales event. Once there, test drive any new BMW from the legendary lineup, including the all-new 6 Series, featured in the new movie Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, in theaters this December. For a short period of time, you'll have access to an up to $2,500 credit toward a new 2012 BMW. Gather all intel about the cutting-edge, fuel-efficient vehicles that BMW engineers. Then drop into the BMW Mission to Drive sales event at your local BMW center today. Use of a zip line is optional. But move on this immediately, as the $2,500 credit will soon self-destruct.
Hurry into the BMW Mission to Drive sales event today for an up to $2,500 credit towards a new 2012 BMW. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
A 50% chance of rain tonight and into early tomorrow morning, lows in the 40s. Then tomorrow will be partly cloudy during the afternoon and cooler, highs in the mid to upper 60s. A chance of rain, though, coming back Monday afternoon into Monday evening. 54 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news and right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
First, you feel it in your feet.
Then you'll feel it in your soul. That's the undeniable power of Fela. Fela Kuti's spirit inspired a nation. His sexy Afrobeat music inspires the world.
Welcome to the Shrine.
Sean, Jay-Z Carter, and Will and Jada Pinkett Smith present three-time Tony Award winner Fela. Now playing through January 22nd at the Amundsen Theater. Call for tickets or visit AmundsenTheater.org.
Everybody say yeah, yeah.
Win a unique New Year's Eve in Las Vegas with MGM Resorts. Introducing M-Life, the rewards program that gives you the power to earn benefits for virtually every dollar you spend. Register to win your unique M-Life moment at KFIAM640.com, keyword M-Life.
Hi, this is Bill Carroll for Blue Tax. Do you owe money to the IRS or state? Not a good feeling, is it? Terrifying feeling. You might have money in offshore accounts, or maybe you just haven't filed your taxes in 15 years. What's wrong with you? Well, now you're in trouble. The IRS maybe is contacting you, they're garnishing your wages, or they're about to. I'll tell you what, they're going to do whatever they can to take that money. They're going to get it. Unless you call Blue Tax. Then they will confront the IRS so you don't have to. Call Blue Tax right now. They can resolve your wage garnishment most times before payday and stop most bank levies within 48 hours. If you owe $25,000, $50,000, even hundreds of thousands to the IRS or the state, you need Blue Tax's team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents. They can resolve your case and try to stop any legal action before it gets started. They'll sit down and negotiate a settlement on your entire tax debt so you will pay way less than you owe. Make the free call for details on your case right now. 800-876-2002. 800-876-2002. 800-876-2002. Or visit BlueTax.com.
Listen to KFI anytime, anywhere with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone.
An iHeartRadio station. KFI.
More stimulating talk radio.
Andrew Hutt.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're back here in our news and information hour. We got Jerry Sugar on the line here who's been giving us his view of the Vanessa Bryant and Kobe Bryant divorce. And as I said, Jerry, it's not a pleasant topic. It's one that is racked with heartache for all concerned. We look at this as if it's a soap opera, and it's not.
It is absolutely, it's not a soap opera. It's very real. And let me tell you something else. When you mentioned the name Kardashian, and you did mention the name Kardashian, I don't know to what extent. I think you said this, Carla DeBello.
That's the name of a woman who's a producer of a show that is associated with the Kardashians.
Let me tell you, when I hear the name Kardashian associated to anything, I can tell you that I don't have any great admiration for these people at all. I don't think there's anything about them that is admirable. I don't think there's anything about them that is the least bit admirable. I don't think that when you throw their name into the mix of a man's marriage, I don't think anything, but you mentioned heartache. I don't think anything but heartache. And very debauched and immoral and corrupt things happen. I don't think that when you mix in the name Kardashian to anything other than the most tawdry and base things occur. I don't like them. I don't like anything about them. I don't watch their show. I don't.
All right, but that's your opinion, you know.
No, it's my opinion, but. Let me tell you something about opinion. Opinion, a lot of people say everybody's got opinions, but sometimes an opinion is right on the money. And I'm going to tell you now, if Kim Kardashian or anybody is involved or has the remotest connection to the Kobe Bryant divorce, if I were Vanessa Bryant, I would find out and I would draw everybody into this and I would make sure that it was a very fat payday and I would name names. I'm telling you, I wouldn't even begin. I can't tell you the things I do. The sick thoughts I have when you mention Kardashian. And at one time they were sick thoughts in a good way, but now they are.
Okay, you're telling me stuff. Did you know her or something?
Who?
Kim Kardashian?
No, I did not know her. I don't know her mother. I don't know any of them. I've never met them.
Then why would you feel so strongly, about them?
Because of the fact that at one time, this is embarrassing, if you want me to mention it.
Sure, go ahead.
So when I say it's embarrassing and you want me to still go ahead, you don't care if I'm embarrassed. Is it?
I'm saying that if you want to say it, go ahead.
You asked me a question, and I'm going to give you an answer. You asked me at one time I had very extreme feelings about Kim Kardashian, but they were good ones. Now I have extreme feelings about Kim Kardashian, and they're bad ones. And the reason for that is at one time I had made plans. Yes, they were fantasies, but I thought that they were very concrete plans, that at one time I was going to meet her, and I was going to make her, if she would have me, my wife. and I had very specific plans as to how I was going to do this. And
well, what? So you were you saw her from afar, right?
Look, I'm not. I don't want to get into this because it makes me sound like I'm a pathetic creep, which I'm not a pathetic creep. I have a sports blog and I've got a very good business. So what I'm trying to say here is that you asked me a question, which I'm very, very sorry that I agreed to answer, but I'll give you the answer. At one time, I wanted to make her my wife. I traveled to the Los Angeles area, and I rented I got a hotel room, and I sat in a hotel room for several days. I wanted to call her, but I never did get around to it. I chickened out. So I went back to Las Vegas, and I started this blog. But in my own way, I resent her because I was intimidated, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Well, you might have been intimidated. The fact that you have extreme feelings in the negative about her because you were intimidated, I don't understand that. I really don't really want to talk about it anymore, you know.
Well, that's all right, Phil, but you drew it out of me. And now, like I said, I'm twisting in the breeze like I'm a very perverse, lonesome, insular creep. And you got me to say that I wanted to marry her. And
I didn't get you to say anything. I didn't get you. I asked you the question why you... I'm really sorry that I did now, because it sounds...
Sounds pathetic. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. He hung up. No kidding, he hung up. Hey, this is Jerry, Jerry Sugar Sports Blog. And what's going on, Jerry? And the next thing you know, I traveled to L.A. I wanted to marry Kim Kardashian. Click. Man. 1-800. You know what? Tonight, I blew it completely. Tonight, I was doing so good. I did 1-800, 5201-KFI for the whole night. And then toward the end of the second hour, it all went to hell. Not only did I give out the national line to the show, I gave out my old national line, which I think eventually became Whoopi Goldberg's national line, which now I think belongs to, God rest his soul, Christopher Hitchens, which he may be using a lot now.
You kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. Anyway, the number is 1-800-5201-KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry show here, every Saturday night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, and every Saturday night till 10, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, and 4 a.m. on the East Coast on our national show. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, I like listening to your show, man. That last caller was a trip, you know. I can't believe that guy.
He just, he started talking about Kim Kardashian, and suddenly he got tongue-tied, and that was that.
You said it. You were right there. I mean, the guy's all, Phil, hey, and click, because he didn't want to talk anymore about...
Well, I mean, I was asking him about his relationship to... I was asking him about the Kardashian relationship with the Bryants, and he's had this very strong negative feeling about the Kardashians,
Yeah, and then he goes like, I hated her, but someday I want to marry her, and then I come to L.A., and this, that, and then click. That.
Right. So what can we do for you, Dave?
Well, I was going to call up. You had wanted me to mention about LAPD policy on the Chicago news anchor.
Oh, you're the guy. You're the prospective Los Angeles police officer.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So in any event, you wrote me an email, Dave, and we were talking about this news anchor in Chicago who quit her job. Oh, no, she didn't quit her job. She was reprimanded. That was it. She was reprimanded because she had mentioned on air that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Yes, sir.
Okay. She apparently had the station, the TV station in Chicago, got a lot of critical mail or what have you, critical email, critical phone calls, and she had to come back and apologize. Now, you said what?
Well, I'm taking criminal justice right now at L.A. Canyon College, and basically what I'm saying is that if you're asking me and eventually I do want to be LAPD, that I would, as LAPD, I would have to stand up for her right to have the free speech because, that's part of the Constitution, So I would probably have to stand up for that.
Yeah, but I mean, are you telling me that the cops go down to the TV station and say what?
Well, I would, if someone alerted me to the fact that she was saying that Santa Claus don't exist, then someone is saying to her, yeah, we're going to fire you because you said that Santa Claus don't exist. What you said was what, didn't you say that was what was
Yes, well, that was essentially based. She was told that she had to apologize. She made a lot of parents angry. The station asked her to come on the air and apologize. She did. I have to assume that had she refused to do any of that stuff, knowing what I know about the, you know, the process, she probably would have been fired. So
okay, so she was basically coerced into saying something which that she don't believe in, you know?
Well, yeah. Although her apology sounded sincere, I think what happened was this. She said, and the context of her saying that Santa Claus doesn't exist, it was she was talking to adults, and she was talking to adults, you know, about the dangers of saying that Santa Claus exists. When the adults heard her say this, they got upset. The station wanted her to apologize, and then she said, "Geez, I never thought about the possibility that there were kids."
Well, yeah, see, that's just it. I mean, she didn't even mean nothing by it, and they tell her that she's got to apologize. See, that's a violation of her free speech, you know. And
but are you telling me, as a cop, you do what?
As a cop, I've got to defend her right to say that, you know. I mean, I'm pretty sure I do. I mean, I'm just in my second year of criminal justice, but I'm pretty sure I get if I'm a cop and she says, yeah, Santa Claus doesn't exist, you know, and you shouldn't teach your kids about it, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, somebody calls up and says, hey, I think she should be fired, you know, click, you know. And
what is with this click, man? What are you?
Well, no, it's like that guy when he hung up on you.
Yeah, I know, but everything with you now is click, you know.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if the people are calling up and complaining about her.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, yeah, I think she sucks, and she shouldn't say that about Santa Claus because my kids are watching, you're just, you know, a bunch of douchebags, click, you know?
Right, I know, man, but everything with you is click all of a sudden. Douchebags, click. Okay, I get it. So people are hanging up?
Yeah, exactly. You know, she's saying, hey, you know, Santa Claus doesn't exist. Well, I think you ought to fire that douchebag, click, you know?
And okay, yeah, so they're hanging up.
Yeah, they're hanging up. So I would have to call up, and I'd have to say to them, I'm a LAPD police officer, sir. I just seen, you know what?
Yeah, and say I'm the guy at the TV station.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
What?
Call me up. I'm the guy at the TV station.
Call you up. You're the...
Pretend. Do you understand? You're the cop.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I understand.
Okay, call me up.
Okay, well, okay. Do I have to say the number, or...
No, man. All right, just say, all right, I'll be the guy at the TV station. Hi, Mr. Henry. I'm the manager of the Chicago TV station that just asked the lady to apologize.
Yes, sir. Hi. This man, or not this man, I'm nervous now. My name is Dave Oliva, and I'm a LAPD police officer, sir.
Uh-huh.
And it's come to my attention that you told an employee that she's going to be fired if she don't apologize, so I got to tell you at this particular time that you got it. You know, you can't make her do that.
Uh-huh. That's really great. You're Los Angeles police?
Yes, sir.
This is Chicago, so you have no jurisdiction.
Okay, well, then click, you know.
Hang on, man. Click.
That's what you do, though.
Yeah, that's great, man. All right, we'll be right back. Our number, never mind. Click. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on a very special holiday edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, we'll talk about all of the holiday roundup stories, what's wrong with the broken Santa Clauses, and why nine people in their pajamas are going to decide who the next president will be. Plus, the nine news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
This holiday season, show that special someone how much you really care. About powerful, efficient, turbocharged engines. Just like the one found in the C250 sports sedan. Available now for just $349 a month. Along with aggressive new body styling and a completely redesigned interior, the new C-Class commands the road with over 2,000 new refinements. Come into the Mercedes-Benz winter event now and get the Mercedes-Benz you've always dreamed of for a price you never dreamed possible. See your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer about the 2012 C250 sports sedan. Part of the Mercedes-Benz lineup, the youngest and freshest in the luxury car class. Now available for a lease price of only $349 a month for 30 months, with $4,009 due at signing. But hurry, offers end January 3rd. The Mercedes-Benz winter event. May all your holiday wishes come true.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 3rd, 2012. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, the Pomona Freeway is good to go for now. And a Ruski spacecraft goes up, and it's about to come back down. Traffic presented by Riverside Metro Auto Group's year-end sales event, Crash in Sherman Oaks.
That's on the 405 North before the 101. There's a crash that has all lanes blocked except the carpool lane there. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic's going to be jammed from Getty Center. In Bellflower, 91 West before Bellflower, there's a crash into the center divider there. Traffic slows at the 605 and stays slow to Lakewood Boulevard. In downtown L.A., 10 East at the 110, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Vermont Avenue. In Silver Lake, 101 South past Vermont, there's a crash blocking lanes there. Traffic slows at Melrose Avenue. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Clearwire. I'm David Penson.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600.
Oh, yeah.
30 seconds
Dude,
left.
Jr., San Diego my good State friends at Amco. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose Amco, and you know what they said to me? Everything's nice in great tackling. Shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly yeah, the type of people you'll be dealing with at Amco. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later.
Man.
Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150
nice pass.
Off any transmission
43-yard
rebuilding.
Line.
Or, because half the cars serviced by Amco don't need a rebuild transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to Amco, and you should too. Log on to AmcoSoCal.com.
7 seconds left.
Or call 1-800-GO-AMCO. That's double A. All right, let's get to this. MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
I don't believe it.
Don't give the gift of okay. Give the gift of great. Like a clear spot with clear 4G internet with no long-term contracts or overage charges.
7 seconds
Visit clear.com for details.
San Diego State. Call the timeout.
Take a moment to celebrate with McDonald's new McCafe Peppermint Mocha. Smooth espresso, rich chocolate, and a hint of peppermint. Made to order with whipped cream and a drizzle of chocolate. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
KFI, AM 640.
And you're hot.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Dave Oliver's on the line with us here as we're talking about a freedom of speech issue. But I got to tell you about this Carriers New Orleans Bowl, San Diego State 30, UL Lafayette 29, 7 seconds left. San Diego State came from behind to go ahead in this game. There's 7 seconds left. Lafayette has the ball on the 43-yard line. They're going to need to get the ball in close, spike it, and then kick a field goal. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I'm watching the same game, Mr. Henry. That would have been what I would have.
Then never mind, Dave. Let me just see this final play. Dave's going to talk to us here about a Chicago news anchor who has been cited for lacking the free speech amenities. The guy they got it out of bounds at the 37-yard line with 4 seconds left. God.
Well, that was I hate to say it, but that was real. Can I say the P word?
No, don't say the P word. So they got 4 seconds to kick a 54-yard field goal. I don't know. Anyway, Dave, this Chicago anchor who said that Santa Claus doesn't exist angered the parents. And so the parents, obviously, this is not something about adults. This is about what they want their children to know. And what they want their children to think is that Santa Claus does exist and that there will be a time and a place where they will inform their children of the reality of it.
Well, yeah, that is true, but most of the time we're trying to protect children away from being, you know, from dirty language and everything, and all of a sudden, here comes, like, you know, a lady who is trying to give the kids some good news, and the parents are saying, you know, I think she should be fired, click. You know, or, I mean, I don't mean to say click.
Yeah, that click thing is wearing out on me, okay?
Right now, San Diego State just got a penalty, Mr. Henry.
That's great. Okay, so, well, anyway, so thanks a lot. I should get rid of you because we're watching the game now?
No, I just, let me just see this kick. You know, otherwise...
otherwise, it'll be click. It was a procedure penalty. Okay, so thanks very much, Dave. I don't think that that was the case, though. They did get her to apologize, and that's what she did do.
Yeah, but again, I mean, they violated her free speech. And if I'm a police officer, then I've got to go and he made the kick, by the way. They beat him. What a bunch of douchebags. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they did. UL Lafayette came from behind to defeat San Diego State.
You still want to talk about this free speech thing?
No.
Did you have money on the game?
No, I didn't have money on the game.
What are you all bummed out about?
Get out of here.
You are bummed out.
I'm not bummed out. I can't believe they lost the stinking game. They came from behind to take the... How bad is your defense, man, when you guys can't keep these guys from kicking a field? There's 9 seconds left, you dumbasses. Wow.
You're talking just like you got money on the game.
I ain't got no money on the game, okay? I'm a homer. And that's as close to home as it gets for me right now. San Diego State, so they lose by 2 to UL Lafayette, University of Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns. Yeah, I'll bet they are.
I'll bet they're raging.
How do you like that, man? There was hardly any time left. San Diego State had taken the lead. UL Lafayette, they needed a wing and a prayer. Their quarterback was beautiful. The guy completed first down passes, spiked the ball, got two passes out of bounds to stop the clock. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better offensive series from a young quarterback. He did it, and he did it beautifully. And if Jerry Sugar were here right now, he'd probably still be talking about what a bunch of douchebags the Kardashians are. Unbelievable. And then they kicked what was about a 54-yarder. The guy got it right through the left upright. San Diego State, why don't you go join the Chargers in, you know, whatever Kool-Aid party they're having. All right, other news here tonight before we wrap up. Don't forget, it's going to be Coast to Coast coming up next here on KFI AM 640. We'll be back next week with you. We just had a couple of things to mention. This young man, Brian Stowe, the young guy that was the victim of that brutal and vicious attack at Dodger Stadium by those scumbags that they think they have, but maybe they don't. He gave an interview. He spoke to a TV interviewer. He was speaking in a television interview for the first time since he was attacked outside of Dodger Stadium on March 31st in a preview released by Dr. Nancy Snyderman. And this, I think, is is this a San Francisco station? She walks up to Stowe, who's sitting on a bed, and introduces herself. He responds by asking, "How are you?" And when she responds that she's doing very well, thank you, he says, "That's good." So
that's not much of an interview.
What do you mean that's not much of an interview?
Yeah, he had a brain surgery. Well, I know, but...
That's pretty good for a guy that had the serious injury that he had. Boy, oh boy.
Well, it's not very wide-ranging, you know.
What do you mean it's not very wide-ranging?
You always say in an interview got to be wide-ranging.
The guy had a brain injury, man. He just came out of a coma. Wide-ranging. What's he supposed to talk about? How are things there in Dodgerland, and, you know, what are his prospects, and, you know, who's he, you know, where does he keep his retirement fund? I mean, come on.
I didn't think that they might have had a little bit more.
Look at Robert. The guy he was out of a coma. Do you understand that when you're in a coma, it is very, very difficult for a person, get out of here. Anyway, Stowe was left in a coma after he was brutally beaten in the parking lot of Dodger Stadium after the season opener. As you know, two men have been arrested and charged in the attack. They've both pled not guilty, by the way. NBC Bay Area will air the entire interview where Stowe is seen wearing his 2010 World Championship Giants t-shirt. Boy, I'll tell you something, man. If there is such a thing as Dodgerland, or whatever you want to call it, this past season was the absolute bottom of the barrel, man. The bottom of the barrel that a ballpark, you know, I went to that ballpark when I was 10. The first time I went to that place, I was 10 years old. It was like walking into Shangri-La. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. And Dodger baseball with, you know, and this past season, you talk about just plumbing the depths of hell. not even the same. It's not the same organization, not the same team. It's not the same place. The place is a toilet bowl. Do you want to take your kids there? I won't take anybody. I won't take any kid of mine. I won't go back there myself until that slob McCord is completely gone, and I get a good nose full of who the new owner is, and I whiff the air, and it doesn't smell, you know, like sulfur. And then maybe then.
Boy, that's pretty, you know, difficult and everything. You probably go to Dodger Stadium after Brian Stowe started talking.
Maybe I will. All right, coming up next, it's Coast to Coast, and don't forget to visit us online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. A podcast of this show will be available on KFI AM640's website. That's KFIAM640.com. And the videocast of this show, which you can watch on demand, will be available at philhenryshow.com very, very soon as well. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much. This is Phil Henry here on KFI AM640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, December 17th.
All right, y'all.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
We all know everybody has a brain. It's just that KFI listeners use 640% more.